morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, this is Doc from Rorschach and Doc. And you're fucking sitting in there in the goddamn chat room listening to these shit shows. And you're like, hey, what if I need to shop? Well, guess what? Look right below the chat room because there's a goddamn banner ad for Amazon. You click that shit and you fucking buy to your heart's content whatever the shit fuck you want. Because guess what? Amazon.com, baby, they got everything. They got lube for fuck's sake. And jelly babies, do what you will with that. Listen, click the link and we get money.
Percentage of purchases go toward More Like Radio.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
John was kind of mad at the guy.
We've known John for more than 7 years.
And
he was quite young.
He walked into a hunting store.
A Goodwill hunting store.
I mean, go ahead, I can tell you the story if you want.
Holy crap. Can you imagine if the Goodwill store offered hunting supplies and became a Goodwill hunting store?
Oh my God, that's fucking awesome.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
I know. And they have a barrel of apples at the end with a sign that says, how do you like them apples? How do you like them apples when you leave the store at Good Hunting? How do you like them apples? And they like 25 cents because they still got to make money, you know?
I mean, am I allowed to tell the story?
Sure, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, we were coming up to
hey, John,
Marie.
Yes, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault, John. See, you're Goodwill Hunting.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. If you're listening via podcast, you could always listen live at morelikeradio.com/live. And all our videos are going up now on youtube.com/morelikeradio. So, we're using YouTube now, which is kind of fun. Today is February 24th, 2016.
February
24th, 2016. And joined, as always, by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Good evening.
John the Laser Santeri.
Pew, pew.
And back from his extended hiatus, Sean running orders.
Oh, that's me.
And of course, Joel Dutch and Winger.
Baby, my heart is full of love.
I'm not taking requests, apparently. Marie sent me a text the other day saying you should play this.
Well, there's a bit
I did do
miss.
That.
It's actually a good. It's a good
love
song.
It
was
song.
A great idea, wasn't it?
I love this song. I completely forgot about it until you sent it to me. I was like, ooh,
it is. The other day we were in the car and
we were listening to SiriusXM's Studio 54 channel, and dude, it was Saturday night and they had the DJ
they were
going,
killing it, man.
They were on fucking fire.
Because I realized like I never really got, obviously because of my age, I was born in 82. I never really got into disco. So, you know, you kind of miss on a whole genre of music so that you've never really heard. And my dad, of course, listened to a lot. My dad really liked Earth, Wind, and Fire, so I know all their songs, you know.
Oh, God damn it.
All the time.
But these guys, I mean, the bassists in every song, their fingers
must
have been bleeding.
Ever.
It's ridiculous. we were hearing some disco. This DJ on Saturday on Studio 54 was going deep.
This song song is wonderful because it really has that slow buildup, you know, during the verse, and then you just get into there, and you just like want to punch the ceiling out. You're like, fuck yeah!
I think they had more fun back then.
More drugs. It was, it was more drugs.
Yeah, I mean, listen, bad. Studio 54 was well known for the coke. Like, I mean, that was what you did there, you know? But
imagine being on coke and listening to this stuff like live.
Fucking great.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
It does, doesn't it?
I honestly just imagine it being like the Starsky and Hutch movie that had what's his face in it? Owen Wilson
and Ben Stiller.
But like from the funky future of 1985, it's the robot. Like that scene is how I imagine all of the 70s being.
And you know you're not far off.
No.
That was the 70s. But man, all this music, like I was listening to some disco songs I never heard, and I was using, you know, my Shazam thing on my phone and adding them to my playlist because I'm like, it's like a fucking song.
Like this is a good song. And this is a good song.
Not that Shazam. But it was, yeah, man. I mean,
I'll tell you one thing, that when I do weddings and I play any of this like 70s, like, because generally at weddings, you know, there's the young people who want to listen to whatever, and then the old people. Anytime I play any of this stuff from that genre, every old person flocks to the floor, like, because they remember what that was like back when they were young and fun.
Right. But it's crazy because I think we should have a month of only disco intros. We got to think of a name for it. I don't know what month it would be, though.
Disco March.
Mm-hmm. And I'll make a bunch of boogie nights for joiners. That way it all goes together. So we'll just do that. We'll go straight 70s.
I finally made Kelsey watch that movie. She had
never seen it.
What'd she'd never think? Seen it. What? She fell asleep, and I almost broke up with her.
How has she never seen it?
She had never seen it, and I was like, ooh, we're going to watch it. Like, I love this movie. And she,
Julianne
like...
Julianne Moore's naked.
Yeah.
She fell asleep, and I considered, like, I'm moving out. That's what I have to do now.
I don't blame you. At that point, if you would have left her, I'd be like, I get it. How does she not see... I mean, is she one that falls asleep in a lot of movies? Is she just...
No, she's one who talks through all of them.
Ugh.
Yeah, how did that movie not captivate her? There's everything about that movie holds up. By the way, I saw it recently.
Heather Graham is naked.
There's nothing worse than like you when you want someone to like something that you also like and they just don't, and like you're trying like
I'm a fucking idiot,
and I'm like sitting there like trying to explain like why it's good, and she's just like it's okay, it's good. You know, I was like, you're stupid. You're just stupid.
Feel your pain. This one doesn't get anything.
Julianne Moore was so great. I mean, Mark Wahlberg.
So hot.
And we were listening to Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch in the car, too. And we're like, man, you know, Mark, no matter how many goddamn movies you make, you'll never not be the guy who made this song, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I don't care how cool you try to be. You're always going to be, you know?
Royce, tell them about your fantasy.
Oh, dude, okay, yes. Mark? We were
Julianne Moore.
Well, that's one, but we were driving in the car. We were obviously in the car. We were driving
Were you dreaming while driving the car?
Even though I don't know where you are. Remember that song?
Yes.
You let me change it. Anyway, we were driving and Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch came on and we were listening to it. And I was like, you know, my fantasy, like if you could have one wish, it would be the weirdest thing. Wouldn't it be unlimited money, wouldn't be anything. It'd be that I would be in an elevator. You know, like it has to be a big building. So like let's say in New York, you know,
or several stories tall.
Right, go ahead.
And
a long elevator ride.
And,
right.
And Marky Mark, not Marky Mark. That's not fair.
Mark Wahlberg.
Cause it has to be Mark Wahlberg. Mark walks into the elevator and all of a sudden, and we're going up, like let's say 40 floors. Cause it's going to be for a while. My phone starts ringing and this is my ringtone with Mark Wahlberg in the elevator. I want to see sweat coming out your pores.
On the house, different sounds. And I think he'll punch you in the face.
And he has to stay in the elevator for 40 floors.
No.
Listen to this. Because what I'll do is I'll grab my phone and I won't even pick it up. I'll be like, hold on. This is a good
Wait
part.
The last ring.
This is a good part. And then you start dancing. You think he'd hit me? He'd probably hit me, right?
No.
He would just roll his eyes and be like, oh, Jesus.
But then you should do the elbow thing where you elbow and go, eh?
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 Eh? Say hello to your mother for me.
And then again, he's a Boston guy, and
he might punch me. I'm afraid
to punch people every once in a while.
But you're a big guy. He might question. He might.
Yeah, but Mark Wahlberg's a big dude. He's a big boy.
There's a person for Boston that isn't a piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm afraid of any person. And the thing is, size doesn't matter, man. Boston people are fucking crazy. You know,
I like Boston people because of that very reason.
Right?
Like, they'll fucking kill you. They kind of remind me of Philly to them in a weird way.
Right.
Like,
right,
it's kind of blue collar towns that are shitty, but they all hate, like, we all hate New York. Mm-hmm. So it's like this weird camaraderie that everybody, I don't know.
Right.
I've had a lot of people recently ask me, like, hey, so, like, what part of Boston are you from? I'm like, I'm not from Boston. Oh, you sound like you're from Boston. Does that make me a piece of shit?
No, that means you're doing a weird accent when you meet people for the first time.
Yeah, that's probably what you're doing. You get nervous.
No, even when I'm not meeting people, even when, like, when I'm, like, helping out customers, I'm like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Like, just, like,
how
talking.
How many times has this happened to you?
This week?
You get Boston on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's always saying Yankees suck. It's weird. I don't know why.
Dude, did you see the newest New Girl?
Oh, fuck. Bill Burr.
Yeah, Bill Burr.
Was great. Yeah.
Out of nowhere, just started doing a Yankees suck chant.
Yeah, I need to semen.
When did that start?
It recently came back. Megan Fox was in her first episode last week.
Yeah, because apparently, I guess, Zooey Deschanel isn't in this season at all.
No, she is. She was in the
first episode.
Yeah. And then they're doing the whole jury duty thing.
So she can have a baby?
Yeah, she's
is that what it is?
She's
pregnant? Okay.
She's preggers.
So they have Megan Fox.
Her with Megan Fox.
Oh, by the way, the storyline that fucking Megan Fox and CeCe used to hook up at fucking college. Come on. You can't do that.
It's
fucking
kind of stupid.
What? Yeah, it's stupid.
Stupid, yeah, or
it's stupid,
or everyone was just like, "Oh, thank you for giving me that."
By the way,
that to imagine
again,
in my head.
Megan Fox, not my favorite actress, but she's actually pretty good in this show. Did you see a different side of her
character? Well, yeah.
Yeah, I like her character.
Yeah,
I mean, God damn it! If I haven't been saying since day one of this fucking show, CeCe needs to grow out her bangs, and thank God she did. She's so much hotter with bangs or without bangs.
I just laugh. So this fucking show. By the way, something that bothers me is that you realize Nick, especially this season, looks a lot like Ryan.
Does he?
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's
infuriating.
It was fucking me and Marie up. We were like, that's right. Oh my God.
He's dressed.
Because even
like
the same mannerisms, like a lot of the same things, you know?
Right.
Like it
For
was
Ryan, obviously, it was way before Nick.
Right. No, I know. But he was just acting like him. Like when Ryan grows his crappy beard out, it was pretty funny.
Right.
Yeah. But
hey, leave crappy beards alone, bro.
You look like a, when's the last time you cut your hair, Sean? I fucking saw Sean the other day and he fucking looked like fucking Simba.
I actually have my hair in a ponytail right now.
What?
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, I haven't cut my hair in like 8 months. I haven't cut my hair since the live event when Renee cut it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been that long, huh?
Uh-huh.
And the face? The facial hair?
I mean, I have a pretty huge goatee going on right now.
I would say so. It's about the equivalent of an unshaved woman's bush at this point.
Hot.
Oh, my God.
Would you like to hear something hysterical, Royce?
Sure.
Guess what I was invited to?
What?
A woman's bush?
Corey's wedding.
Oh, your brother's getting married?
Corey's getting married at the end of April.
Why is that hysterical? Good for
him.
So,
John, I will be down at the end of April.
So, what were we talking about? I forgot.
Dicks. New Girl and how Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
New Girl's good. Yeah. Nick this season looks a lot like Ryan. It kind of bugs me. But anyway.
I kind of like the show when Zooey Deschanel's not there.
Yeah, I agree. It kind of brings a lot less.
The other ones are always the ones who are the funniest.
I
not
agree.
Her so much.
You know, you're sexist, though. That's your problem.
Well, I think
she's hilarious.
I am kind of enjoying how the other three men are dealing with the fact that they don't have Jess to depend on.
Maul says, is Sean preparing to occupy a building in Oregon?
No, I'm not preparing to. I'm preparing to hit Dr. Banner.
Sean hasn't prepared for anything in a very long time. Sorry, Sean.
No. Why would I do that?
Well, I mean, why would you prepare for something if you have nothing really going on?
So, guys, you want to hear a really funny story?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, actually, no, I changed my mind. No, I don't want to.
Student can't attend school because he's African American.
What?
Go on.
Okay, 10, it sounds almost.
No, this is real. What do you think it is before we play it?
I was going to say, well, usually with those you know, salacious headlines, there's got to be something more behind it, but go ahead.
Well, wait, does this person think that they're African-American, but they're really white?
No, it's not
that. Is this happening in the North Pole?
No.
Is the child actually just a lion?
No, the child is actually a real child.
Well, no, is it an apartheid thing?
All right, here we go. I got
it. Is it a private school?
No.
Most unbelievable. A St. Louis mother learns her son cannot transfer to his school of choice because of his race.
She now wants Missouri lawmakers to hear her story and make changes. Fox 2's Jeff Bernthal is live in South St. Louis with a story you'll see only on Fox. Jeff.
We are outside Gateway Science Academy. This is a charter school in South St. Louis.
Now, charter. Okay, you're right, Sean. Charter.
Yeah,
charter
school. Yeah. Charter school. Okay.
You attend school here, but then move to the county. As long as you're in a district that participates in the transfer program, your student can still go here, unless your student's African American.
Why?
Okay.
For some reason, I feel like there's more to this. Someone's telling me it's not.
So far.
This can only be reported on Fox News, mm-hmm. and what can only be reported on Fox News is how black people can't get into the schools
right.
they want.
I love how they always try to sell everybody on like this is the only place you're going to do it, but like why did you have to word it like that?
Like, why do news anchors get dibs on a story? Like, other people are not allowed to talk about something that's happening
only
now.
One reporting it, not allowed.
I called dibs.
Go takes backsies.
I called
all their
shotgun.
Affiliates aren't all their affiliates running the same story? They're not.
No. All right. Let's keep going here.
This is where we put our pictures.
9-year-old Edmund Lee is a proud third grader at Gateway Science Academy.
We have a printer that prints stuff that we need.
Oh, thank you. They print stuff.
The video's echoing? Is the video echoing?
Can it do that?
The video that you're playing is echoing?
No, they're saying that in the... Hammy's telling me in the chat...
Oh,
YouTube or here?
Here, he says.
Is Hammy watching the show in a cave?
Is Hammy watching it on YouTube as well as through morelikeradio.com/live?
Is Hammy eating a sandwich while he watches the show?
These are all guys.
Is Hammy having romantic times with his new girlfriend?
Is Hammy having romantic times with his new girlfriend and himself at the same time?
Is he living in a cave?
Oh, I'm also
has Hammy finally done anal?
That was his homework, but I don't know if he's accomplished it yet.
All right. Well, I will try to... Let's see if I could fix the video here real quickly.
You didn't do that while we were doing that?
All right. No, I think I did. Here we go. All right, guys. Tell me if this is better for you in the chat.
His family is moving to St. Louis County, but wants to keep their son enrolled at GSA. His mother was shocked to learn she can do that, but only if her son is not African American.
And when I read the guidelines, I was just... shock.
I kind of feel sad.
I was crying when I first found out. Like, I cannot believe this.
School officials say they're handcuffed by state regulations created decades ago that were part of court settlements involving the effort to desegregate St. Louis schools.
If our neighbor had the same age kid, they could come to this school.
Wait, hold on. If they had regulations in place to desegregate. Wait. Mm-hmm.
I'm so lost. You're not the only one that's lost.
Yeah, no. I think they explain a little more as it goes on. Apparently,
at first I thought it was like ancient Jim Crow law kind of stuff, but apparently it was.
But at the time, I believe it had something to do with keeping black kids in white schools to keep. It was the opposite. You understand what I'm saying?
It's they had.
Do
to
they have their quota?
Exactly.
They have a quota of black kids, and they've made their quota.
It's useless now, but back then,
so she moves to a different county.
Yeah.
She has to put her black kid in the other white school to quote desegregate. Oh my
god! So even though
what a backwards way of doing.
I know it sounds no, but you know what I mean. It sounds fucking crazy.
But it's like
it kind
of
get it
type of
you know?
Shit that got put in place years ago.
That sounds like the ultimate OCD administrator where they're like, no, we need to have 5 people of this race in this school, mm-hmm. 5 people in this school, and 5 people in the other county school.
And
no more.
They probably
no
had
less.
The right intentions at heart, but it just fucks everything up.
If black kid A wants to move from school A to school B, then black kid from school B needs to move back over to school A.
It's crazy though. It's kind of like, you know, yeah, Dutch, if you think about it, it's like an affirmative action thing they had for schools.
Hold on, we just got a Chinese student. What do I do with him?
Okay. Don't put him near the Coke.
I like the idea that they're all panicking like that.
All right. Oh my God, we got an Indian. We got an Indian. Where do we put him?
I don't know. I assume his name's Patel.
African American, and it just doesn't sit well with me. We teach our son about equality, and that's not teaching our kids anything.
It's teaching them math.
It's based off race, and it shouldn't be.
White launched a petition asking lawmakers to take notice.
I think that is kind of cool to try to keep me back in school.
She's also heard the flip side from parents of white students unable to participate in transfer programs.
But to be fair, the white parents were just trying to be cool and saying catch you on the flip side because they thought black people still say that.
So it's both. So it's not just the fact that he's African-American. It's the fact that they have this in place all over the place because apparently white parents can't transfer the kids to certain schools either.
Correct.
That's some bullshit going on in Missouri, man.
It's pretty fucking crazy. That's like pretty dumb. Hey, we were in Missouri. You know, we know how cool it is there, too.
I mean, no one likes a good racial discussion than the people on this show, but I think we're all kind of on the same page of going, that's stupid.
Like, no, there's no really way. Dumb. There's no way anyone's not. It's one of those old, stupid laws. That's what it is, you know? Really dumb. And it's one of those things that's probably never
like,
come up.
It's not like a Jim Crow law. They probably put it in to try and
to
be
help.
More racially equal.
Yes, they were probably worried.
Trying to do the right thing.
They were probably worried that one school might accidentally lean more one way or another, and to ensure that everyone was fair and balanced, as Fox News loves to report.
You know, this is the black school and that is the white school, so they put these things in place. Oh, it's so stupid.
Like there is a warning level of white students in this school, and we need to ensure that there's at least a 1-to-2 relationship of the minorities to the majorities.
That's kind of scary that a state can pass a law like that.
It's pretty nuts, right? That's state law.
Like that's
how it is. I mean, the other day, it's funny you bring that up. The other day, Dutch, West Palm Beach here in Florida.
Hold on.
This isn't a Florida story. This is just my story.
I was going to say, before we get into that, is there any more left in the story?
Oh, a little bit. I mean, you know what? You guys
what
pretty
happens
much, we
to
can
the
play
the
rest,
boy?
But...
Does he get to go to school?
Okay, that's fine.
African-Americans.
I don't want it to be just about an African-American boy. I want it to be about all children. Like, either you can transfer in...
I like this.
There
mom's awesome.
Hey, we're making headway.
Good for her. No, keep seriously. Playing. That was awesome.
Well, she has keep the playing. Right stance. Is, right, if a kid go. Needs to transfer from a charter school...
African-Americans.
Fuck what I don't want it to be just about an African-American boy. I want it to be about... all children. Like, either you can transfer in or you can't.
She has support from her school and hundreds who have signed the petition.
When you have a school that's saying, we want this student to stay, we want this family to stay, and the family saying they want to stay, I don't understand why they can't.
The school hopes Edmund's story will at least jumpstart a review of transfer policies.
Oh. And if this helps us start a conversation about maybe some things that could be different with the law.
Did I hear it incorrect where the family wanted to stay in the school, but the school was saying you have to transfer because we hit our quota? Is that what the problem
basically,
was?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the kid trying to transfer. It was the school trying to transfer the kid.
Right.
No. Yep. She doesn't live in that area anymore.
But she wanted to have the kid stay in that school.
Stay in that school.
And normally it's okay.
If
she
was white and you still lived in this area, then it'd be fine. I think it's a quota issue, yeah.
Got it.
Then I see that as a good thing.
And we will have a link to that petition for you at fox2now.com. Reporting live from South St. Louis, Jeff Bernthal, Fox 2 News.
I look like a blueberry.
He does. He really does. So, yeah, we were talking about that. Like, the other West Palm Beach Police Department, Sheriff's Office, PBSO, has their own Facebook, obviously.
Is it popular?
And it's all right, but... You know how sometimes the police departments will post like, oh, you know, we just caught a murderer on their Facebook feed or find this dog abuser. You know, they share to help people out.
Right.
Well, West Palm Beach. Now, I want honest opinions here. They posted this and today members of the PBSO Narcotics Task Force, West Boca Community Policing Unit, executed 2 search warrants with the assistance of the SWAT team in the Sandalfoot Boulevard, I've been there, Estates Community in West Boca. 2 search warrants and 3 arrest warrants were obtained related to the sale of narcotics. Okay. Now, before I read what they found and what they had the search warrants for, I want to point out that a bunch of SWAT, it was this whole raid. What do you think?
When was this?
This was 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
Sunday?
No, the 19th. February 19th, sorry, 19th. Whatever that was.
Okay.
Anyway,
well, I was there in South Florida.
So anyway, what do you think was in the house for them to get 2-3 search warrants and
I'm
narcotics?
Assuming drugs.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. But what do you
because
think?
Weed? Said it was for narcotics, and they got the warrants for it. So.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess weed because you're asking us.
Well, over
a gram and a half.
They seized over $4,000 in cash, which isn't a lot.
Okay.
That's it.
Hold on, it gets better.
Oh, I know what this story is.
30 grams of marijuana.
Okay.
Just a little more than an ounce, guys. Just keep this in mind. Ready for this? This is the big bust. 2 grams of coke.
That's nothing. That is the worst SWAT team raid ever.
And by the way, I read more about this later. The $4,000 was from his tax return.
Aww.
He was cashing it because he was going to put a deposit on a place.
Oh, I feel so sad for those guys.
And Palm Beach posted it like they just fucking caught a murderer.
Check out what we got.
We did, bro. And I'm like, dude, first off.
You don't understand. Wait a minute. Hold on. What was the weight on that again? And then,
yeah, 30 grams of marijuana is a little more than an ounce. 2 grams of coke. What? Like. Isn't
There's
that a,
nothing to do there.
Isn't that
There's,
a waste of money, though? But think about that.
Oh, 100%.
So they brought $4,000.
Do you think they got, like, bad intel?
No. I think it's West... Here's my... Because we know the area. Down in West Boca, it's a bunch of just really old people. So what probably happened is they just had
Sean
a really...
Sean does a really good impression of a Boca woman.
He does.
I was just there visiting my grandmother the other day. It was on Saturday and Sunday. It was bad.
And they took $4,000 from you and all your weed.
How would you imagine?
No, they didn't do that.
How would you imagine the homeowner reacted with the SWAT team busting in for 30 grams of marijuana and however much coke you said? 2 grams?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Harold.
I have the weed from my glaucoma. It's acts up in the, winter times. I can't see. I need to see.
They bust in and then they shoot the poor guy's dog. Like, what are they doing? This is nothing.
My blood pressure is low, so every once in a while I do a bump of coke to spike it up. And
SWAT came in. They killed Jasper.
They killed him. But
Sean sounds like Henry Fonda from On Golden Pond.
That's pretty much what everyone sounds like in Boca.
Nah, man, the loons. No, I'm in there. There's Negroes moved in the house next door.
Oh, sorry, my cell phone's ringing.
So loud.
Sorry, my cell phone was ringing.
You really should change that to your ringtone now.
I'm going to. I plan on doing that.
Good.
All right, Marie, you want to move on to another story?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to stick to this one all night.
All right, let's do it.
Let's just keep talking about
Dig
it.
Dig in, guys.
Oh, you really wanted me to?
Yeah, it'd be great.
Let's see. This teen made a boy send her a fruit basket after he asked for nudes.
Wait, what?
Fruit basket?
Uh-huh. Fruit basket.
Late last month, 19-year-old Michelle from San Diego tweeted.
Michelle?
Tweeted about being sent a fruit basket by a man who asked her to send him nude photos, and it went viral.
Wait.
Can you post it so I can see
that works?
Doing it right now.
It's one of those things where it embedded the full Twitter thing, so it's kind of hard to just like copy and paste, right click and view source. But the picture said, "I was having a rough day, and I'm sorry it was inappropriate. It's hard for my apologies to sound genuine, but I swear I'm sorry. I hope you can forgive me. I instantly regretted that, by the way. I don't know how to fix this." This is the boy talking to the girl.
So he sent her a picture, dick pic.
With a picture of an edible arrangements fruit basket next to it.
And then
it.
She tweeted, "A guy bought me an edible arrangement because he felt bad about asking me for nudes." But... Why
he probably was hammered. I've done that before.
But you're going to send someone a fruit basket?
And like with big, trying to sex some girl back in my single days. And the next day I'm looking at it going like, oh, so unsexy and not cool.
Okay, cool. What is an unsexy thing you've said? I know exactly what you're talking about. Those things where you're standing in the shower by yourself and you go,
so
why
how's
did I
the
do that?
Butthole looking?
Dutch, you're not even trying. Like that wasn't even, that was, you're somewhere.
Hey, I was drunk and I wanted to see some butt.
Butthole. You wanted to see a butthole?
Yeah, let's be specific.
You have a very specific niche, you know that? Like it's very weird.
Is it like puckered up or is it loose? I gotta know. How tight is that butthole right now?
Oh, I like pucker.
Pucker, yeah. Nice.
Puckered up?
Pucker's good.
Like afraid that the penis is about prolapsed. To enter it?
Well, no. Yeah, just one of those ones where it's just like
it's like, ooh, like, no.
Like a kiss. Like
Like do you want to like drop a quarter on it and bounce back?
Not so much.
No,
like if I was really good, I'd be able to flip it. It would sort of stick like that kind of look.
Do you ever want to
flip with a raspberry?
You know how like sometimes you can make that sound with when you put your finger in your side of the mouth and you do that sound like have you ever wanted to do that with a butthole?
Oh, I have.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Does it do the same sound?
I got a big helmet, so that kind of shit happens all the time.
No, I meant with your finger.
It's like when you stick like a plunger inside of a small hole.
I don't mean your penis head. I mean, did you ever stick your finger inside a girl's butthole to make the sound?
Oh, I have not done that, but I will try that later tonight.
All right, good. I'll ask Kelsey how that goes.
Don't even ask her. Just do it, by the way. Surprise her.
Just do it.
While she's cooking, by mind you, not even in a sexual way.
And then right, go,
I'm not going to condone while she's cooking, but do it.
For science.
Yeah, and record it. But don't put it on the internet.
Yeah, and then I'll put it on the internet.
By the way, this bitch, this language. By the way, it's Michaela. It's just a dumb way of spelling
Michaela,
it.
Michaela, huh?
Macala.
Macklemore?
Macklemore.
Macklemore.
Oh my God, Ethan said Macklemore.
Putting this guy on blast on
for
Twitter
reals.
Like that.
Poor Ethan. He's so sorry.
He said, dude, I instantly regretted doing that. I'm sorry. Like, probably was hammered, like I said.
Yeah, it made it worse. What did we learn? Next time, never apologize.
Don't trust a bitch.
Never apologize.
What I learned is every time that I get asked for dick pics, I can get a fruit basket.
No, it wasn't even dick pics. He didn't even
send
a dick pic.
That's kind of how it works.
Yeah. It was just
asked. Oh, I'm sorry.
Bitch
nude pics.
Out
sorry.
What she said.
I'm so used to saying dick pics. I meant nudes. Yeah.
Boyce, you're going to have to start asking, like sending me fruit baskets, bro. Because.
Oh, shut up. You like it.
Like years of.
You like it. I don't want to
I'm
hear
not
it.
Saying I don't, but I.
No,
I'm not saying you get a fruit basket.
I will not. Maybe some analies and KY and like, you know, whatever that stuff they put in Easter baskets is. That frilly stuff. What's that stuff they put in Easter baskets?
Analies. That's what I got.
Fake grass.
Yeah, the fake grass.
The plastic.
That like, shit.
Yeah.
The seaweed that they wrap in sushi.
Mm-hmm. What if the fruit basket he sent her, he also jerked off on?
I'm at this girl's Twitter page. She puts every. Like conversation she has with people on her phone on Twitter.
Why in the fucking world would you ever talk to her then?
Because she's lonely. Oh, why would she talk to her? Yeah. I was going to say, why was she doing that? Because she wants attention.
Exactly.
Pay attention to me.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, this poor Ethan kid. Oh,
by the way, fruit baskets are the fucking worst. Like the edible arrangements are terrible. Like,
but what about the chocolate covered ones?
No, those are terrible. Those
oh,
are
he
terrible.
Didn't do it out of nowhere. She said it. Okay, so I actually went to her Twitter and I pulled up the actual tweet.
Yeah, she said, send me a fruit basket. And he felt so bad that he did. Yes.
And I'll forgive you.
Why in the fucking world? Fuck her.
You know what? Every time I feel.
She posted another thing. She had posted another. Text message thing between her and this dude named AJ. And she said, this is why I'm single.
You know what?
Would you like rather go on a date with me and Mimos or a sushi place? Oh, let's go get sushi. I mean, unless that sounds fishy to you. Can we go roll somewhere else? It'd be really nice to meet you, but can you have control of your temper? She's just putting everybody. She's an asshole.
Well, you know what? Yeah, sometimes when I get lonely because less than 10 people are talking to me simultaneously at any given moment, I just go back into old chats and screen cap them and then tweet them so that I get people commenting on the old things that I talked about with other people. And it makes me feel really special.
We should do a Twitter account like that, but just like inane screen caps of like, hey, get milk. All right. Like just all, just post a bunch of those. Fucking TMZ.
She posted a text thing of like, she got a random text message from a guy that says, I'm so baked right now. And she said back, who is this? And then she sort of photoshopped like a red line through the numbers, but it's so obvious what the numbers are.
Yeah. Well, that's the, see,
she's putting people on blast. What a bitch.
Is that her?
Is this a normal thing now?
Is that a picture of her?
Yeah. Well, if you click the link and just
Doc
like,
Wheatley put it in the
thing.
Chat, in the chat, is that her?
No.
Who's Michaela Maroney?
That's Michaela Maroney. She was one of the Fabulous gymnast. Five from the gymnasts.
Who?
Remember those five bitches?
Yeah.
The U.S. girl Olympic team or gymnastics Olympic team.
And the best part is that her vagina is still fresh because they don't get their periods to the like, you know, fucking 27.
I used to hook up with a gymnast. They're very spry. Mm-hmm.
Well, guys,
a gymnast was the one that I mistook her butthole for her pussy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And then you crash into a car door.
Yep.
Millennials are too lazy to eat cereal. New survey says.
What?
That's
lazy.
True.
It's just I'd rather have eggs. I'm not even a millennial.
It seems millennial.
You are a millennial kind of technically.
No,
and
not.
So am I, and I don't eat cereal. And it's accurate.
Bro,
it's
I
accurate.
Love mixing Rice Krispies with fucking Honey Nut Cheerios, man. Mixing cereals is the fucking shit.
Dutch, you're a millennial. I know you don't want to admit it, but you're getting categorized in millennia databases.
And who the fuck eats Pops?
No, I'm not. Don't tell me what I am or not.
Rover
is one who decided when the dates were.
Dutch,
The fact of the matter is, this is the caveat. We've said it before.
Dutch,
if you can remember a time in your life where you didn't have internet or a home computer, then you're not one.
Dutch, I know that you gender identify as a Generation X.
I'm going to punch you.
But technically,
I'm going to physically assault you next
in some categories, you're being marketed as a millennial. I'm sorry to tell you that.
I'm too old in the head and bitter to be a millennial.
I apologize, but there are older people than you that are marketed differently than you are.
Oh, no, I'm still that same market.
Nope.
Yep. The Washington Post reports the sale of breakfast cereals in the U.S. is down nearly 30% over the past 15 years. Part of that.
Well, that's because we're not watching kids' television programs anymore.
Remember how bad Pops were? I think Pops were the worst cereal. Remember Pops?
Well, Corn Pops?
Yeah. No, just Pops.
Sugar Pops. Or wait, Sugar Smacks.
Fucking terrible. Smacks could suck my dick, too.
No, Corn Pops were good.
Fucking here. Cookie Crisp.
Oh, okay, hold on. Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Top three cereals. Go around the room. Royce, you're first.
Do they have to be still being made or... of all
just,
time.
Just say of all time.
Okay.
And in no particular order, just name your top three.
Rice Krispies Treats.
Yes.
Ooh, that
they
was
still
mine.
Make them.
Yeah, Rice Krispies Treats. Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Hey,
no.
Fuck you, man. I can pick what I want. Cocoa Puffs. And I'm going to go with, there's so many. Three.
Just rapid fire. One now. Say one now.
Count Chocula.
Ew, you like
I'm a chocolate fan.
He's a chocolate.
Maybe I hate your list.
No, wait, wait, wait. Count Chocolate. No. Reese's Peanut Butter.
Yeah.
Peanut Butter Puffs.
Yeah, you were obsessed with that one.
Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs.
Okay. You were obsessed with that one.
John?
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Boo. Boring.
Fuck you.
No, I like Honey Nut. That's not bad. Don't let him beat you down.
Royce always said it. Rice Krispie Treat cereal.
Yes.
Frosted Mini Wheats.
Ooh, those aren't bad. I agree.
The peanut butter Captain Crunch cereal.
You're naming more than three.
You said five.
No,
three. Clearly said three 7 times.
I thought you said top five.
Top three.
No, I said top three. Your brain heard top five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Marie, what about you?
My top five?
No, I don't. No. I did three on purpose because I knew this was going to take a while.
Oh, God.
I was on the show tonight.
You want me to talk? You want me to tell you my top 50 cereals?
Top three.
Go ahead. Top 50. Name them all.
My top three. Cinnamon Life, Captain Crunch with Berries, Fruity Pebbles.
Ah, Fruity Pebbles? What are you, fucking idiot?
No, but the reason why, like...
Shut up. You already gave yours, Sean. Yeah,
no, I'm not saying anymore. I'm defending Marie because a lot of the cereal that she mentioned, the milk afterwards is fucking
Bubba.
Sad.
Yup. I love Bubba Gump. Bubba John over here with his fucking naming of cereals. You got Count Chocula. You got Frankenberry.
You got Boo Berry.
You got Chex.
Boo Berry Shrimp.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You got Rice Chex. Corn
Remember
checks.
French Toast
I'll
Crunch?
I'll give you my three. Yeah. French, or not French Toast. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Good call. Good call.
Good call.
I think I have to be at my top.
Agreed.
Probably gonna, I mean, it may sound stupid, but Frosted Flakes. Everybody loves that, but that was always a staple for me. And then Cracklin' Oat Bran with a shitload of sugar on
that's,
it.
That's,
yes!
That was,
oh my God, you win.
Okay.
I loved that more than anything.
What about you, Sean?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is definitely
good call.
Top
That's
three.
A good one. I should have thought.
Apple Jacks are in my.
Ooh, top. I love me some Apple Jacks.
Yep. And then somebody already also said Frosted Mini Wheats. I loved
those.
Are
good.
They've got this cinnamon flavored fucking.
I like the maple glaze one. That one's good.
And the strawberry one's good too.
Strawberry is good.
Yeah,
too.
The maple glaze one is fantastic.
Ooh, Dom is saying Fruity Pebbles, Bro Fruity Pebbles,
Milk Game,
Lucky
greater
Charms
than all.
We're getting.
So
Captain Crunch. Oh God, yeah. Oh, Mal says, "quote I love Captain Crunch." Said no one ever.
I like Captain Crunch.
I do love Captain Crunch
no,
with berries.
It rips apart.
No,
your
I
mouth.
Love the flavor.
Oh
of
no, I'm not
Crunch.
Saying it doesn't rip your mouth apart, but it's still good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Got that filmy.
Hammy? Yes. Hammy, I was about to fucking say that. I had a
Oreos.
Like, I had a minor obsession with Oreos when they first came out to a point where I got sick of it and couldn't eat it anymore because I overate that shit. When they invented Oreos, I was all about that.
Ooh, apple cinnamon Cheerios. I forgot all about them.
Kellogg's cinnamon mini buns.
Remember Kix? How bad were Kix?
I was okay with Kix.
A lot of sugar, though?
Dude, I liked
fruity
them.
Anything with a lot of sugar is good.
I liked a lot of...
Kix, awesome.
Yeah, Fruit Kix, they had a name for that. It was called Trix.
I liked a lot of the adult cereals where I would like be able to pour honey or sugar on top of them. Just
no, fuck
sweeter.
Adult cereals. We're talking kids. I don't want to hear about That's your fucking... I don't want to hear grape nuts. No,
you can't put the rules. It's talking about cereal.
I don't want your grape nuts.
I mean, I like sugar, Raisin Bran.
What about the Dunkin' Donuts brand?
Anything with a lot of sugar is going to be good. Corn Flakes with a lot of sugar. Fucking, oh, what about Frosted Flakes?
Someone said it.
Frosted Mini Wheats, same thing.
Yeah, well,
the fact that you're putting Frosted a bunch of sugar.
Sorry. I said Frosted Flakes already.
Yeah, I can't believe nobody's saying Wheaties.
Well, if you're putting a bunch of sugar on cereal to make it edible, then it can't really be that
probably
good.
Isn't
of
good.
Of course not good, no.
Thinking you're about right. it. That's, you're probably
I'm talking
right.
straight. You could sit there straight out of the box. Doesn't even need milk. How about this? Doesn't even need milk out of the box.
Okay, so
that's
that
why
means
I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Apple Jacks because you can just eat it right out of the box. I can eat that shit dry by the handful.
Yep.
Domino's.
I need to scratch Cracklin' O Brand then.
Domino's surprise was the same as mine. He was saying, remember seeing Cookie Crunch as a kid and expecting to have real cookies inside the box and then seeing the little mini terrible. Things that they have. No, you're like, what cookies. The fuck is this?
They weren't real cookies.
They were not real cookies. I still liked it. I mean, they're all right, but those fake chocolate chips, no, they're not fooling anyone.
Yeah, well, you know, they do their best.
All right, let's name the worst, though. I would
grape say nuts.
Royce's anything
grape
chocolate
nuts.
I always hated.
Grape nuts.
There's only one cereal, and it's grape nuts.
It's grape worst. Nuts.
This is the only bad cereal
honey.
Ever
it's
invented.
Grape. It's not nuts, so what's in the box?
Grape nuts is a cereal where if you want to have a headache, eat that one.
What about
gravel?
What about Raisin Bran?
No, I liked Raisin Bran.
I liked the one that like it was Raisin Bran that had the
total with raisins in them.
No. It was the one that had the, it was like coated with something. It was like cookie dough almost, but it was, oh fuck, what's it called?
Damn it. The yogurt ones?
The yogurt covered raisins?
I'll find it.
What about the ones that, basically they just look like a bunch of brown O's?
I don't know what those are.
The Cheerios, John.
No. Like they look like old school football zeros, but they're like, O's.
Wait, they were square O's?
Yeah, square
yes,
O's.
Yes, I remember those.
And I just remembered one.
What?
Honey Bunches of Oats.
What about it?
That's an old person cereal. That's pretty good.
I do like that one, yeah. But it was cute because it had the little squirrel that was always trying to get the nut clusters in the commercials.
I love squirrels.
The problem with any cereal was no matter how good it is, you have to switch it up. You have to switch up cereal because
exactly.
It can get boring fast.
That was a rule of thumb I lived by as a child. If I had a cereal box, I couldn't buy the next one, the same one again.
The rule I lived by was we got from the bottom section for a while, the cheap ones. They were just in the bags.
Oh my God. Oh, I lived on that in college.
Yeah.
Like the Publix brand?
Yeah.
Five. it sort of tastes like the original, but not so much.
Why is
cheaper?
Yeah, and then you would go get the grocery brand sodas, which never had enough fizz. Like it was never the same.
Always flat.
Yeah. Why was that?
Poverty food. That's why.
Yeah.
Because they don't put as much carbon monoxide in the
to save money
formula. Yeah, to save money.
Now, see, some people are saying Lucky Charms in the chat room, and I agree overall it passes as a cereal, but
I love the first half of it, and then I just give up because it just gets too much after a month.
I have an inherent problem with half of the cereal box being significantly tastier than the other half of the cereal box.
I agree. Then they try to rectify that. Like, remember they had the all marshmallow one for a while as a gimmick, and then like
that's
when they had
too much.
When
though.
They had Oops All Berries, Captain Crunch, and people just wanted the
no,
berries.
No, that didn't have a like because the berries taste pretty much like the regular Captain Crunch things do, just a little slightly
don't.
Different. But the marshmallow tastes nothing like the weeded letters of Lucky Charms, and it's like I would find myself eating the marshmallows and leaving the rest of the cereal behind.
Oh, see, I would give up on the marshmallows halfway through. Because it got too sweet for me.
Oh, no, I love
Moss says, I think we can all agree no one likes Trix. I agree.
I didn't mind Trix.
Trix was terrible.
Trix is dicks, as she said.
Royce, you didn't like the Batman cereal?
I don't remember it, but I never had it.
Here's the thing, though.
Go ahead, John.
It was when it came out specifically for the first Michael Keaton Batman, and it came with the every box came with that the Michael Keaton coin bank.
No, I don't remember. I never had that.
I don't remember that either.
No, I know
Michael Keaton coin bank. Wait a second. Can we focus on the important thing here?
I was going to say, was it Batman? Because how is Michael Keaton marketable to children?
Have
you not seen Multiplicity?
Hey, get out of my head, kid.
Come on. It's the best movie of all time.
And it was the best cereal for the time.
I want a Multiplicity cereal. Mr. T cereal. Yeah, that was real.
Oh, shit, yeah.
That's what a Pee-wee ate. Pee-wee ate in his movie.
That box doesn't say he pities a fool at all. I don't know why I would buy it if I don't know who he's pitying.
I mean,
I only remember that cereal from Pee-wee's Big Adventure, because after that, I could never find that cereal anywhere.
I wonder how much of a box that goes for these days.
You can look on eBay. There's a lot of old shit like that you could find.
Yeah.
So the original article of why we went down this rabbit hole was saying that millennials aren't motivated enough to eat cereal any longer.
Oh, turtle cereal? I remember that, Hammy.
Oh, dude. Chex.
Hell yeah. Chex.
I love Chex.
Oh, Chex is still great. I could still
you
eat
Chex. You want to talk about an old man cereal? I love that
Hey,
shit.
Dutch, why don't we go a little crazy? Have some Chex Mix at the party. Chex Mix was the best.
There Chex it is, Hammy. Mix. There it is right there.
Oh, Batman cereal. Yeah, Hammy found it.
Wow, Hammy knows all those old cereals, huh?
So much faster than me, Hammy.
He is. He's quick when it comes to the cereal conversation.
I love how like the amount of topics we will have on this show, this is the one that everybody gets excited about.
It is, though, because it's stuff like that. Well, it's true, though. But I mean, cereal is like, I think anything that taps a nostalgia, too. Because like cereal
is the pogs of food.
Oh, pogs.
Nostalgia is what's selling right now. But
cereal's still around. Pogs isn't.
Hold on. First off, pogs are always around as long as you believe. And secondly, remember when they used to have toys in the bottom of cereal boxes? What happened to that?
They
don't
do
that anymore,
right?
I think that still happens.
Some of them do.
Really?
The children's ones do.
I haven't seen.
Because you buy rice checks.
I buy adult cereal.
You buy the adult
cereal. I buy adult cereal.
The thing is, there's a lot of them now. It's like you got to like save the box tops. You order away, and then you get delivered to your house said toy.
Now, they have Reese's Puffs. No one has really liked my cereal idea. But I'm going to market it to you guys, patent pending. Snickers Bites, where it's just a bunch of mini Snickers in a box. They're not changing at all. They're just a bunch of mini Snickers in a box. You pour milk on it and you eat it.
Well, I mean, they have if we're talking like milk with Snickers and whatnot, like the most popular Blizzard is probably the Snickers.
No, forget that. We're talking breakfast.
Blizzard.
We're talking breakfast.
Well, I'm just saying that will go well together. I mean, you may sound bad, but hey,
it might work.
Blizzard thing works.
Cereal, so. Snickers cereal. Someone needs to get on that.
When did you come up with that, Royce?
You did remind me of something. One time when I was little, my mom bought me chocolate Teddy Grahams, and I ate them as a cereal. I just poured them in a bowl and poured milk on them and just ate Teddy Grahams like a fat boy.
I can see me making that mistake at that age, yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. Did they eventually make it into a cereal?
I know that Ryan almost set the house on fire because he thought a Pop-Tart was just a toasted cracker. And he put a cracker in the toaster.
Put the whole thing in there.
And the cold toaster caught fire.
That's awesome.
And he really thought that's how Pop-Tarts were made.
Yeah, he just put the entire sleeve and everything in there. That's hilarious.
He just caught fire.
That's not how Pop-Tarts are made?
No, actually, traditionally, no. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Germanic cultures.
Okay, so I actually read past the headline of the article that we were talking about.
That's not very hippo juice of you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we only get stories based on headlines and then figure it out as we go.
I got curious. I wanted to know why millennials didn't want to eat cereal.
Yes.
It said part of it is growing preferences for things like smoothies and protein bars.
That makes sense.
But nearly 40% of millennials in a recent survey said eating cereal was inconvenient because they had to clean up afterwards.
All right.
Can't be bothered to clean up.
It's not. Dude, it's a bowl and a spoon.
Bowl and a spoon.
It literally takes 10 seconds.
Bowls don't clean themselves.
Drink the milk, so I have to waste all the
milk. Who doesn't have a dishwasher? I mean, relax.
It's millennials, don't they have like a washboard?
No, I don't think so. You fucking thinking.
No, that's what they play music on.
You're confusing millennials with pioneers.
Oh. I thought it was Humphrey and Sons.
Yeah.
Cereal companies are predicting brighter days ahead, perhaps, by cashing in on the eccentric ways millennials are eating cereal. They have to embrace that people love the flavor and texture of cereal and the vintage nature, but it's not about breakfast.
Hammy, getting milk out of the fridge and putting it back is such a drag.
Yep.
He's right. Dutch, we need to come up with some sort of infomercial thing that we could sell to make cereal workable for millennials. Like, you know, then we'll have someone, oh, isn't eating cereal hard? And then you drop the milk everywhere and the cereal explodes.
Well, they already did that. They invented individual packaged cereal bowls so that you can throw the bowl away.
It's got to be easier. It's got to be even easier than that.
May I chime in?
Sure.
They've already come up with that.
No, I want to hear it.
Kellogg's, they make cereal bars with.
That's bullshit. I've had one of those. That's not what we're talking about. That's
got dehydrated milk. It's tasty.
What if?
No, it's
okay,
not.
Okay.
I've had one. They're
what
terrible.
If you have the cereal in the disposable bowl, and when you peel the lid, the milk is actually pre-sealed in another packet that you can unzip and just dump the milk into?
Like a Dunkaroos. Oh, like if you open up the. Okay.
It's like in a twofold package thing.
And I was a GMO.
Yeah.
Is it GMO safe?
Of course it's GMO safe. And locally sourced.
Safe?
No. And it's unpasteurized. Yeah, and the milk is so skim, it's blue.
Okay, that's not bad. Bantha milk?
Uh-huh.
It's weird. All right, so there you go. We need to call it something. We need to call it something. What's this going to be called?
Lazy Bowls.
Sounds racist. Sounds like a racial name.
Space cereal.
No, that's space cereal.
If you market anything space, people
like, Astro cereal.
Have this,
no,
fuck
it. We don't even have a space program.
Cereal that the space station eats.
Laser cereal.
Laser cereal sounds terrible.
That ice cream. Dippin' Dots ice cream had nothing to do with NASA or anything. They weren't even signed on. They just put space ice cream. And people bought it, and they were like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what we would eat.
But they still make space ice cream. It's just dehydrated ice cream.
That's the point. That's my point. Is like they came up with that and then they finally got signed. But when they were marketing themselves, when it first got invented, they just said that they were part of space. They didn't say they were part of NASA so they couldn't get sued.
What if? Okay. So everyone knows like the freezer pops, the cheapest frozen dessert that kids have ever had. What if there were like two of those like sleeves, like kind of bolted together where you could like unzip and they would mix together. One sleeve was the cereal. One sleeve was the milk. You unzip it. They mix together. And then you could just use the sleeve and squish it into your mouth.
Oh, like in Star Wars.
That could work.
Like not even a spoon. It's just kind of like, you know, like the Go-Gurt Pops thing where you just like squeeze the milk and cereal into your mouth and not need any utensil.
Kind of like epoxy, you know, like when you push on it and two things come out at the same time.
Yeah. Like, not you know, remember Aquafresh toothpaste where they had the three individual colors separately and you squeeze it and they all came out at the same time? But cereal and milk.
Tubes.
Aquafresh.
Have you noticed that lately ramen restaurants are huge? Like something that used to be super cheap, like for you know when you were in college.
Oh yeah,
it is a real thing,
dude. There's I actually had a story. I didn't pull it, but
my God, they're getting so ironic.
In San Francisco, there's 3 hour waits for some ramen places.
It's literally what you get there is ramen noodles.
Yes, which they make. That's it. It's just ramen.
But they import the water from Korea.
No, they don't.
So, you know.
Wait, you said it was in San Francisco?
San Francisco.
I'm not shocked.
3 hour wait, I believe, is what it is for ramen noodles. And actually, Maria and I were watching a show the other day that it was this guy just making stuff with ramen. No, ramen's not great, though, Maul. Ramen's okay if you need food, but it's not something you go, oh, my God, I want ramen.
No, I was totally craving it. I wanted all the ramen bowls that were fancied up with other things on top and then served with the little miso sauces and in a bowl, and they were eating with chopsticks and being all fancy by the metro.
Miso bored.
Miso hungry.
Hey, Maul's like, but I ain't paying more than 75 cents for it. Yeah,
yes,
that's a really
exactly.
good point.
If it's under $2, I am all for it. If it's $12 or more.
It was 99 cents.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If it's $12 or higher, go fuck yourself. It's ramen.
Yeah, just eat a sandwich after that.
Exactly.
Yeah, well,
I'm sure people, I don't know if it was the ramen people that opened up the first one, but if it was them or just whenever, you know, just some douchebag guy is like, dude, there's no way that this is going to work. Imagine trying to explain that, trying to get a loan out of a bank to start a restaurant.
Well, I'm
so
sure
all we're going to serve is ramen and we're going to charge $12 a bowl.
I'm sure what happened was it started in Japan and they needed some sort of convenience factor for because there's 12 million of them and they need to eat sometimes to go do whatever they need to do. And then it came to America after Japan started it being cheap and then we made it hipster. That's what I imagine happened.
Yeah, like there's a couple of places by me that have a couple ramen shops, and they also it's a couple like convenience stores that all they sell are Japanese snack foods like Pocky and Ramune Live soda and squid. Boba tea. Like squid chips.
Has anyone ever opened up a package of
Japanese people?
Of the freeze-dried ramen noodle packages that you get and just bite into one uncooked?
No. Freeze-dried? What?
You know,
you get the packets before you put water on them? Have you ever...
The dry noodle before you put the packet of sodium...
I thought it was just dry. I didn't know it was freeze-dried.
Well, no, it's not freeze-dried. It's actually...
It's an ice cream sandwich.
It's actually fried is how they get it dried out. But has anyone ever just bit into it straight up without cooking it?
Oh, yeah. When I was in college, definitely.
What does it taste like?
Tastes like ramen noodles that are dry.
Does it cut your mouth like Captain Crunch does?
No, you chew on it like a cracker. It's like the consistency of a cracker, basically.
There's a ramen place here that I'm reading the Yelp reviews in Tampa that has usually 2-hour waits. Like, why? Like, why are we waiting that long?
It's so... That like makes me mad that like that's a thing now.
Because it's so important, you know?
Thing. It's the same thing
that
of like, you know,
delicious
they,
though.
Oh no, it's, yeah, okay, the eggs.
Just like a couple years ago, they grabbed onto Pabst and that was their beer of choice, and now they're grabbing onto this. It's like,
No, you're right, but I mean, look at the picture in there, those eggs with that stuff. Ramen looks pretty good in there. But then again, how much is that, you think? Probably $17 or something stupid?
It better not.
Fuck.
Well, basically, like, you know, majority of any kind of Asian restaurant, the ramen noodles are essentially... It's like the same shit. Just it's a cheap noodle.
Yeah, no, definitely it is.
But the fact that it has the name ramen is why it's classy, because it's a hipster. Oh, I hate hipsters.
All right, well, let's go to break. After break,
we'll fight one.
After break, we're going to talk about a lot.
Fighting hipsters.
We're going to talk. We're going to see how many hipsters we could fight if we had to.
How many you could take on? It's like the whole 76. Argument.
76.
How many 12-year-olds do you think you could fight at one time?
But I've taken on 5.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that after the break, too. Keep that in your head.
Okay, yeah, because I take it on 5.
Okay, we'll talk about that after the break. Warlife Radio!
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use a promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using a promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now, this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshow.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in like, you know, $7,000, $8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that, nostationrequired.com. And also, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When's that?
The Cousin Joe Winery Nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Yeah.
On where?
On more like radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeeze the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass.
I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Hey everybody, make sure you check out Masters of None. Master. There every Sunday, 10 p.m., More Like Radio. Masters of None, they talk about Aziz Ansari shows that are on Netflix. Masters of None, check them out. Hey, give it a shot there. Masters of None.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, are you a fucking nerd? Then you gotta check out the Nerd Hour. The Nerd Hour comes on every Sunday morning.
On Sunday morning!
At 1 a.m. 1 a.m.?
What? That's when it comes on?
I'm gonna start this over. Hey, are you a fucking nerd? Then you gotta check out the Nerd Hour every Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern. We got Punchy. We got Ariel. We've got Cornax. I'll get you, Space Ghost. Check them out, Nerd Hour. Fucking nerds talking about comics and shit. Comic books, comic book movies, and movie book commies. Bye-bye.
You know the way at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad at us.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie.
And to the Italians?
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans?
Hey man.
Spain? Singapore?
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians?
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Jonathan Cole, Don Geis's office, and Les Winkler in corporate communications. Tell Susan Cunningham, Alan Junkin, Mark.
Jack. What took you so long?
Thanks, you son of a bitch.
You know, revenge is a dish best served cold, Jack. Like sashimi or pizza.
You prefer cold pizza?
The morning after? It's the best.
Better than hot pizza? That's insane. You don't tell me what kind of pizza to like. You don't tell me anything anymore, Jack.
You can let that play out. This beat's killer.
I like this jam.
The dude, Dutch, Floozies. Check out the Floozies.
The Floozies? I actually think I wrote that down.
They're really good. Second hour, Hippo Juice Show. Wait, kick it up now. Oh, shit. The fat wobbles.
They're so fat.
These wobbles are so fat.
So fat.
All right, guys. Real quick, did you guys see Facebook's update today with liking stuff?
You mean Facebook's what's update?
Yeah.
Say it right.
I'm still confused about
okay,
it.
Okay, so now if you go to Facebook, everyone follow along with me. Open another tab. Everyone go to Facebook.
Open another tab where? What are you talking about?
Just go to Facebook. Okay.
Now,
.com?
Yeah.
Do I put the www in front of it, or does it just know?
It'll know.
Is it a secured site?
It's playing things automatically.
All right, I'm in there.
I hate Facebook sometimes. Ooh, I have a request.
Yeah, okay. So what I want you guys to... Oh, I forgot. Hold on.
Chris?
Hold on.
I don't like this guy.
I'm teaching you guys stuff. Hold on.
Take a spin now. You're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Okay. Find your favorite picture.
I hate that.
And a picture you want to like. Now, instead of liking it, when you hover over the like button, you're going to see a thumbs up option, a little heart, a little laughing face, a guy opening his mouth ready to receive a delicious cock, another crying one, and an angry one. So now, instead of just liking something, you could angry
face
it.
You can emoji a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
okay.
This was their response.
Who the hell cares?
So I just did a wow.
So this was, I guess, Facebook's response to people saying, like, somebody just posted that their dad died, and I really don't want to like this, but I want them to know I read it.
Right. So now you can put the sad face.
Or the angry face.
Your profile?
Who?
Oh, it's different Royce Lopez. Sorry.
It's not me. No, I have not updated anything. This is the oatmeal one. Oatmeal made a whole bunch of different ones. what does everybody think? Well, does this matter?
My original complaint was saying, now that I have multiple options, why can't I like, love, and like extra laugh? I want to do all of them.
Okay.
But it only lets you choose one. Like if you choose like,
nobody sees
and
Facebook.
And then you're like, no, I also want to heart it. Then it changes my original like to a heart.
Am I the only person that sees Facebook is slowly turning into MySpace? Am I the only one that's getting this?
Here's the thing, though. You didn't really say that each one of those emojis had a thing attached to them.
Yes, they do. Each emoji.
Like, love, haha for the open mouth face, wow for the other cocksucking face, sad, and then angry.
Correct.
No, I'm going to angry your picture.
No,
right now.
Don't do that.
You know what would be great?
You angry it.
Learn how to spell on Facebook. That would be fantastic.
Oh, Sean, hold on.
How
Sean,
does that even happen with spell check these days?
Sean, can you post that on Facebook so I get angry at that post? Thank you.
What's that?
Post that comment on Facebook because I want to angry it. I'm going to angry it. Is that what it's called when you angry something? I mean, it doesn't make sense. Like, you can like something, but the rest of these aren't verbs.
All right. I'm gonna sad that picture.
No, sad's not a verb. You can't do that.
No, I just sadded it.
I don't
like
it.
Oh, there's a picture of me on your wall. Here we go.
Oh, are you going to wow it?
No, I'm going to... Oh, oops. I hit like. I didn't mean to hit that. There we go. I'm going to angry that one. There we go.
Okay, perfect. Now that we're all set here. Fucking...
That's a nice tie.
Now, I know Royce and Mitch had discussed other options that they left off the table, but what do you think Facebook actually had to like cut out from the six options that it gave us?
Well, there was...
Besides... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I had a joke and then I had no confidence in it. Oh, okay. So I bailed out. Go ahead.
Well, they had the cut. There was another emoji of one that says, please stop selling me these stupid seaweed wraps. There was another emoji.
Wait, there's seaweed wraps?
Yes, apparently they're everywhere.
When you just wrap yourself. When you wrap your entire body in seaweed to sweat toxins out.
Right.
Oh, not for that's sushi. Not delicious.
No, that's not. You don't want to eat those.
It's extra salty, though.
You don't want to eat those.
The idea that Royce had come up with was they should have had the shit icon.
Yeah, the shit one like would be that, the most important. Like, little
smiley,
shit.
The smiley shit.
The smiley shit.
I don't know why they haven't.
There's a picture that Royce has where he has, I think, close to 20 people liked it. Because you can hover over who've liked it. And I'm the only one who's sad at it so far.
Right. Who's angry at it. Yeah, that's right. Now when you click a picture, you could see what everybody...
Who did what.
Now I'll tell you what the oatmeal suggested is.
Hold on.
Ones.
My status. He's angry. I think Hammy's angry.
He's angry. He didn't angry liked it. He just angry.
I'm going to angry it.
He angried it.
I just angry.
Royce also angry it. Now I'm up to two angries.
He's two angries on this.
Where's
the beef?
Do you think this affects... Like where a post is, like, does this affect anything, or it's just
I don't think so. I recall them writing about that they were going to do this and us reading it, and they implied that if you got the dislike or the sad or whatever it was that they were going to come up with, that it wouldn't lower the post down. It would count as a like, but just communicating a different emotion.
Do you know how stupid this is? These stupid little emojis. Do you understand how many real life fights are going to be caused by these things?
Oh, I hope so.
Because you know there's going to be some of those.
That's going to be great.
Oh my God, why did you angry face my post?
It's going to be wonderful.
Are you mad at me?
Friendships are going to be ended because of this.
What did you mean by the wow?
Exactly.
Was that like a wow, like I'm impressed?
What did that even mean?
Or was that a wow, like a wow?
Like, what did that mean?
Like, what kind of wow was it?
It could be a sarcastic connotation to that one, because I just wowed at Sean's post.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to let him stew in that and figure out what it
means. Wow.
Now, see, I'm glad that they actually described that it was wow, because without the description, I would have said, that emotion says, I need a cock in my mouth.
Yes. Well, no, now that I got wow, do I have to get the diabetes?
814. And,
that was good, Marie.
Thank
that was
you.
Good, clean.
I know. I know what it was.
There was.
Now, the oatmeal suggested a few other options that Facebook should add to the lineup. First were the bird, nope. And that's then a, the double bird, fuck, nope.
I like that.
They gave the this arouses me guy, where he has a full-on boner.
Okay.
They have the this makes me flaccid, where he has a horrified look on his
These
face and a very sad boner.
These are useful.
There's the I just threw up in my mouth a little bit face, where he's kind of drooling some pizza sauce. There's the I just threw up in someone else's mouth, where both of their eyes are highly concerned as one is throwing up into the other one's mouth. There's the extra, extra smiley face that says, I only interact with you on Facebook so I don't have to interact with you in person.
Good.
I use that one a lot.
Oh, this one I really want. The cricket that just says chirp, 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 chirp.
There's the one where the lips are highly raised close to the eyeballs and says, I often wish I could unfriend you, but I can't because you're related to me. And then they have...
That's never stopped anybody I know.
There's their poop that says, I read this while pooping. So slightly different poop than your poop.
Now there's
Royce.
Another poop that's crying and it says, I read this while pooping and it made me cry. Hashtag emotions.
Now I got a thumbs up.
There's the one that I would have wanted more than life itself. The meh. Shrug shoulders.
Yeah, they need meh.
They do need meh. And then there's finally... Oh my God, I'm coming so hard. Yes, oh God, yes, yes, that's it. Oh, ah, face.
And that'll be next week's promo.
8:16.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, well, I'll move on to something real quick here. And this is your state, Dutch. Colorado visitors are using pot and ending up in the ER.
Come on.
Yep, no, they are.
Oh, altitude. 100%.
Let's talk about marijuana and your brain. It's a rather complicated process, so let's start off with what's familiar to you. THC. THC is the chemical...
Why is it showing this and not the story?
To feel lightheaded.
I don't know.
Feel giddy.
The Illuminati?
Hold on, but now I want to hear what CNN thinks weed does. Hold on, let's see.
THC. THC is the chemical in weed that gets you high.
Okay.
To feel lightheaded.
Uh-huh.
Feel giddy.
Okay.
Sometimes relaxed.
Uh-huh.
Marijuana, you can smoke it, you can eat it in an extract of food, you can inhale it with a vapor pen, or consume it in an oil form. It's especially good for little kids who are taking it as a...
Who really want to get fucked up.
For seizures.
Why the music? I don't get it.
It is very loud.
It goes through your bloodstream and into your brain. And there, the THC is going to latch onto these special receptors. Uh-huh. When they are stimulated, you release dopamine. It sends signals to various nerve cells all around your body and makes the user feel high. Not all cannabis is going to get you stoned. That's because marijuana contains another chemical known as CBD.
Okay, no one cares. Weed-related emergency visits are on the rise in Colorado since voters approved legalization of marijuana in 2012.
We know.
And these incidents are increasing more dramatically among out-of-state visitors. According to research published Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine, this is the first time that we've seen the negative impacts of marijuana. Oh, my God.
And what is it? People being paranoid that they're...
Yeah, what are they
retarded?
Going for? Yeah, they're just freaking out. A study of use in Colorado published in 2015 found increases in marijuana-related traffic deaths.
Traffic deaths?
How would they know that? Hospital visits, school suspensions, lab explosions. Lab explosions?
What are people?
Like pot labs?
People what? Doing stuff while high in a maybe laboratory?
Trying to make hash oil. I'm going to assume trying to make hash oil and pet poisoning.
What did John do?
In that study, marijuana-related ER visits increased 57% from 2011 to 2013. Okay, you want to know why? Because since now it's legal, you could walk in there and say, I smoke too much pot. Before, people wouldn't say because they'd be scared.
They wouldn't say it or they would
be
scared stupid.
To
even go to the hospital.
Stupid, yeah.
That do you doesn't think it's make unbiased? Any sense. That the accidents would have happened regardless, but now people are claiming
people are
that they've been smoking, and so now they're attributing it.
They have no problem
it.
Admitting it.
Exactly.
Saying,
yeah, I was high. Before, they wouldn't say because they don't want to get in trouble.
And the out of state visitors thing can be said for alcohol as well because of the altitude.
It's true.
You guys saw it firsthand when you came out here. How much of a difference it is. It really does make a difference.
It absolutely is. The altitude will fuck you up more. For Colorado residents, marijuana-related ER visits rose from 70 per 10,000 in 2012
over 9,000
to 101 in 10,000. Okay, whatever. Aww. Visitors are less experienced with Colorado's cannabis products, which is more potent than what many have previously used. Not for me, said Dr. Andrew Monte.
Prove it.
The senior author of study and assistant professor of emergency medicine at University of Colorado School of Medicine. People are more likely to use the drug and use it in excess when visiting. There's no such
thing. Do you think that there's going to eventually be some sort of bachelor's degree in weed research soon?
Absolutely.
There already is.
What is it?
Medical research.
No, but like a bachelor's degree
in that.
Specializing in the study of marijuana.
It's a botanist.
Medical research, botanist,
It's a botanist, but okay, I guess.
Authors of the study and public health officials say their results highlight the need for education for consumers that detail safe, appropriate use of marijuana products. It underscores the importance of the point-of-sale education at retail marijuana stores, said Mike Van Dyke. That's not his real name. His real name is not Mike Van Dyke.
He legally changed it after Poppy came.
Mike Van Dyke, chief of environmental
awesomeness.
Mike Van Douche, am I right?
Hey,
high five. Colorado Public Health.
Up top.
This is one great thing about the product that you have designated places where it's sold. I think this is the most targeted point of intervention that you could do. Point of sale education is critical. What education? Like, really, what are they?
Educating people on how to use point of sale systems.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you mean people don't have the internet? Like, I mean, I don't get it. You know, we really need to do a better job of educating the public about the possible adverse side effects of marijuana
which
use.
Are?
Yeah, I'm waiting. Does anyone know? If you're going to visit a marijuana legal state, you should be aware that there can be adverse side effects and you should probably use
which
marijuana
are,
products in moderation.
They keep saying there can be adverse side effects, which are...
Going to sleep.
Having a good time.
Exactly. Making food taste better.
Interacting with people instead of technology.
Also, Hammy says, guys, Mike Van Lesbian.
Whoa, you're right. What? I apologize. Mike Van Lesbian. Thank you, Hammy.
I can't believe we missed that one. All of us. I'm ashamed of all of you guys not catching that.
I apologize. Really do. You know what, John?
Yes, I'm.
You should apologize for us not getting that joke. I think that.
Why didn't any of us see that?
Can you apologize? Can you apologize that Hammy in the chat room?
Yeah,
got that
the entire
please.
Show.
Apologize for us.
Not
thank
recognizing
you.
That Van Dyke.
Go ahead.
Should be Van Lesbian.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a roundtable discussion. You know, people trying to get their words in and. Jokes may be lost, jokes may be found, but I mean, I'm sorry that, you know, we here at Hippo Juice Senior just can't seem to find the humor in Mike Van Lesbian. Yeah, I mean, looking back, it was an amazing joke that should get the praise that it should have, 127. But yeah, I mean, I just hope that we can find a way just to move forward and just, you know, put this behind us, bury the hatchet, let bygones be bygones, and goddamn, you know, Mike Van Lesbian. That's a pretty funny joke.
Well, John, thank you very much, man. I really, really, really appreciate it, and I don't
You're
accept.
Well, he can't because he can't accept on Hammy's behalf.
All right. Well, let's read a fun story, guys, because
I have something I'd like to ask.
Sure.
Because I've seen it on Twitter the last couple of days. I'm not 100% sure. Hey, do you guys, what the fuck's going on with Kesha?
Free Kesha?
And why? Oh. Yeah, free Kesha.
The judge denied her appeal to be released from her contract.
Because she says that her music producers she worked with sexually assaulted her.
So she's claiming, I don't want to make any music because I don't want to work with this guy. He molested me. Please get me out of the contract so I can go on and do my work with someone else.
What kind of an ironclad contract is that?
I don't know. Apparently a terrible one. And she hasn't made a song.
This is how the record industry works. These people are in ironclad contracts that a lot of them can't get out of. And the reason why you hear about so many rappers being broke all the time is because by the time by the time they're done with their tour and all the extravagant shit that they've been, you know, they're not paying attention to the money because they feel like, you know, I'm an artist. I'll do whatever the fuck I want.
Well, this is all this shit.
This isn't rappers. I'm talking about Kesha.
This is Dr.
What
Luke.
What is Kesha?
This is, well, yeah, it's true. Dr. Luke is a record producer. He's really huge. He has a bunch of number one hits, apparently. And yeah, she says that she abused him. And the record company said, well, you don't have to work with him, but you still have to make, you know.
Oh, I'm reading it here. Okay. Apparently she's still contracted for 4 more albums and it has to be under him as the producer from the record company.
And here's the issue, though. You have to look at it from both sides.
She said that she got Cosby by him.
Listen, yeah, but you have to look at it from both sides, though. It's still an act.
Is that a verb now? Wait,
yeah.
Cosby?
Yeah, Cosby, yeah.
It is now.
Well, there's a hot Cosby and a slow Cosby.
So she says that he raped her. But here's the thing. It's still being accused. You have to give... You don't know what really happened yet.
She alleges that Dr. Luke gave her something called, quote, sober pills, where she woke up the next day, quote, naked in Dr. Luke's bed, sore and sick, with no memory of how she got there.
Okay.
According to
But that's what she says. You have to be fair.
Could it just be a ploy to get out of...
Because think about it, there's a reason the judge has to say that, because then if he lets her go, then how many people that are mad at their contract that can make something up? Like, I'm not saying it's made up. It could be 100% true. I'm not going to sit here.
It's precedent set that you can't just...
But my point is that...
Unless there's criminal charges being filed, the judge has to go off of what they're arguing in that moment.
And if he said yes, then everyone else can say, I'm just going to cash out of my contract and get raped.
And accuse that guy...
That's just going to be what they're doing. Going out, getting raped so they can get out of contract.
Yes.
So what happens?
Well, but you know...
Gotta set precedent.
That's how it works. Well,
apparently Lady Gaga, because I follow her, because I'm a monster.
Little monster.
I'm a little monster. No, I'm a big one. Mm-hmm. I was one of the first 100 people to see that one video.
We know. You're so famous for it.
You say it all the time.
We say it all the time. But she has been... I just see that popping up all over the place, like the whole free Kesha thing. But, okay. So she's saying that this guy fucked it. You know, fucked her, molested her.
And guess
what?
Then the whole record industry, a bunch of people are saying, you know, free Kesha, and Taylor Swift gave her $250,000. But then they asked like 10 big celebrities, would they ever work with this Dr. Luke guy again? And most of them said, well, yeah, probably, because, again, they don't know. And that's the thing. Like, it sucks. And I know. But the thing is, you have to get both sides. Like, you can't just... Somebody's a scumbag, either her for lying or him for doing it.
Or both.
You know? Or
maybe both.
They could have been dating at one point.
We don't know.
Just had a bad breakup.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck you. You're giving me 4 more albums or I'm just going to ruin your career.
Ma says, I know we have to look at both sides, but personally, I do believe her. But that's out of what? Out of faith? Like, you have as many facts as we do, which is none. Like, we don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah, you immediately... Yeah, you pick a side. Like, I read this just now, and I immediately picked Dr. Luke's side just because I know girls who are like that who would just, you know, scream rape for their own advantage.
No, I'm not even... I'm just going...
Because they don't like somebody.
I'm going...
But at the same time, I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm going...
But she's been sticking to the story for a while now.
I understand that, but...
And she hasn't created any music because of it.
I think there's a lot of play here. I think, first off, if you look at the contract... I mean, of course, she signed that huge, big contract because she was new, but it really was a dumb contract.
When she was 18.
It was not a good smart. It wasn't a smart contract to sign that many years. But then again, what do? You're offered all this money. I understand that, but you know, who knows? Maybe this guy's a scumbag and that's what he does. Or maybe she's a liar. Like, I don't know, you know?
Should we take this opportunity to educate the children that you can edit a contract before signing it and to know your value?
Yeah.
No.
No,
don't do that.
Here's what I mean, like, there's got to be a way that... okay, so it's either her lawyers looked over it and said, "You're no way you're getting out of this."
Lawyers
even tried to release, you know.
Do you think she had lawyers at that point?
One song, hold on, 20 minutes at a time of a bird chirping and say that's the new Kesha album and do that four times in a row to get her out of that contract. It's either there was no way for her to do that.
Now,
and that's
hold on.
Why she's
Dutch.
Saying this so she can get out of it, or it's actually true and this guy is a scumbag.
Now, Dutch, really quick, Maul says based on rape, she says based on rape statistics and based on how shady the industry is. But you can't make something like that based on rape statistics, because based on statistics, you know, minorities are usually criminals.
Based on statistics,
but that
you
doesn't
be
mean
killed by a donkey next week.
Yeah, I mean, you
let's
can't
be honest.
Yeah, you can't really, you know, you have to judge on an individual basis. What I'm saying, we have a caller, Marie.
I didn't answer it in time because I didn't want to interrupt you guys. But
okay.
I'll see if I can get him.
Just let them stay.
I can see if I can call him back. Well, you guys were all.
It doesn't matter.
No, just answer it and let them stay on hold. Shithead.
Well, that's an echo. Chit chatty. Sorry. Anyways, continue.
Well, I did, but then I stopped because you said we had a call.
Well, next time. You guys, okay. All right,
just
got it.
Answer it and
got
let
it
me
back.
On and let them
just
jump in. I like
back.
When the listeners just
okay, well,
come on board.
Well, then say hi. Hi, Devin.
Hi, what's up?
What's up?
Okay.
Whoa,
well,
hey,
first
buddy,
off,
you
back,
turn your
back,
radio down a little bit.
And back away from your mic a bit. You're really screaming.
Yeah.
So,
Devin and Keith, these guys are actually cute.
Oh, watching the Pacers game.
Okay, wait. Who you're watching the Pacers game and you
Yo,
called
what's
in?
What's up? Pacers are on.
Hold on.
Pacers are on. What's the score?
70-61.
Hey, buddy. Is there any way you could turn down your Skype mic volume at all?
One second.
Just a little bit,
because you're just screaming. And who's in the background there with you?
Yeah, is it your wife, girlfriend?
My girlfriend's at home.
Okay.
So what's up, man? What's your name?
It's Devin.
Devin
oh, hey,
yesterday.
Devin from last night. What's going on, buddy?
Going on.
Hey, what? So, did you want to contribute to the Kesha conversation? I know everybody's talking about it.
What Kesha?
Wait.
What Kesha is, what,
okay.
What conversation?
Devin,
you
Devin,
guy with that accent to know what Kesha is?
Devin, let me school you on what when you call a radio show. Let me help you out here, pal. We really like that you listen and we like that you call. But
oh yeah, hell yeah.
First off, you want to be listening to what we're talking about. Like if that's a topic we're talking about. That way when you call in, we'll be like, "Hey Devin, what's up?" And you'll be like, "Hey guys, I heard you talking about this topic, for example, Kesha, and I wanted to give you my blah blah blah.
My opinion.
My
yeah.
opinion, right. You can't just call in and go, "Hey bro, watching the Pacer game." That doesn't really help the show. You're kind of just watching the Pacer game.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I like Devin. I'm totally on board with what
well,
Devin's all about.
You can't argue with that logic. He's like, yeah.
Hey, Devin, how old are you? How old are you, Devin?
I'm 16.
16?
16? How many are you? Okay, so you're at your girlfriend's house or you're at your family's house?
I'm at my grandma's house.
You're at your grandma's house. Okay,
grandma?
Cool. Watching okay. the Pacers game. Okay.
That's fantastic.
All right.
How many people are in the room?
5
people. Who's in the room with you?
My sister, my sister and my 3 cousins.
Your sister and your 3 cousins. Okay.
Okay, cool.
So it's a full family reunion, yet you choose to give us a call and say hi.
So were you actually listening before you called in? Or were you just like, you know what? I missed those guys from last night. Let me call them up real quick.
Yeah, dude. I was bored, so I was like, oh, well, I'll just call these guys in.
Oh, Devin, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What's your favorite cereal?
Ooh. My favorite cereal.
We were talking about that earlier today. We're talking about cereals.
Probably Honeycombs.
Nobody mentioned Honeycombs. All right.
Dude, that's a good solid fucking answer.
Do you eat cereal a lot?
Sometimes.
Okay, because we read this article saying that millennials don't like to eat cereal, and we're all like, that can't be true.
Do you work, Devin?
I'm looking for a job.
You looking for a job?
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck, buddy.
You, I mean, since you live in Gary, Indiana, you could be the music man.
Yeah, there you go.
Could you be the man in here?
I'm looking to get a job on Philadelphia Eagles, but I don't want to lose.
Okay, you see.
Oh!
This is why we like Devin, because he beats up on Dutch pretty hard about the Eagles.
I like this kid now.
He's not bad, right? He's not
bad.
Here's
the thing. He's a Chiefs fan. He lost me for a second there. He has my old coach.
They get everybody's old everything.
Exactly. Old first round picks, old coaches. By the way, Henry Reed, when he wears a Chiefs jacket, looks like a tomato.
Well, you see, the Philadelphia's got a new thing, you know? You know what that's called?
What's that?
Losing each game they play.
Okay, see. Devin. Oh, God. Devin has a crew.
In the back.
Devin has a fucking crew in the back dropping fucking all snaps on.
Just complete and utter devastation my way here.
Sick burn.
Fucking sick Devin. Burn.
Somebody get some aloe for Dutch.
Get him to the ward because he's burned.
You know, he might not have the etiquette on turning down his audio before he picks up the phone, but he does have proper etiquette on making sure that he has some backup whenever he makes a
great
singer.
Know what? Let's get to know Devin. Devin, what kind of music do you like?
Rap music.
Rap music. Okay, who's your favorite rapper right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
MGK.
Oh God! All right.
Who's the best rapper of all time?
Eminem.
Eminem. All right. You know, I'm gonna give
that's
him
respectable.
That's respectable.
What's your take on what Kanye West is going through right now?
Are you a team Kanye?
Oh, the one thing I know is that he's running for president, which he's not gonna get.
No, we know, but
no, he's going to get that.
Yeah, he's going to get. Yeah. So, do you like Kanye's music?
I don't know, honestly. I mean, he's good. He's not bad.
All right. So, who's MKG? Who's this guy?
MGK.
MGK. Sorry. Who's this guy?
Shinkan Kelly. Have you ever heard of him?
No, I haven't. Listen,
I've heard the name, but I've never actually listened to his music. I've heard the name.
I've heard the gangster.
Is he a white rapper?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you white?
Yeah.
Of course he's white. He's from Washington, Indiana.
You can't
I'm
see
not
his...
racist like you. I check these things.
Dutch brought this up yesterday, Dutch.
Dutch, you can see his picture on Skype.
I see the world through that filter, Marie.
You know?
I don't have Skype pulled up.
Oh, okay.
Dutch, dude. Oh, my.
He's going to make fun of the Eagles, Dutch. Be careful.
Oh, man. You have a comb-over hairdo and you're 16.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, you're fucking... Why are you being so mean to Devin? Devin has a girlfriend. You got a girl, right, Devin?
I'm sorry. I just saw the picture.
You have a girl, right, Devin?
Yeah.
It's very Superman of you. I like it.
How long have you and your girl been together?
For about a year now.
A year now. All
dude,
right.
That's like 10 years in high school right. days.
That's have you, fancy.
Have you gotten some?
No comment.
He's in front of
I don't care.
He's at his
come on, don't do that.
He's got
to
his
him,
whole
man.
Family.
I don't care. He called it a my show.
He's at and grandma's they house. Us?
No comment. No, they can't.
They can't? Okay.
Shh.
No comment.
That's a guess.
No comment.
Wait, do you have headphones on or can you
no, they can hear. Hi, family. Hey. Okay, but yeah, but it's
okay. Well, then you can just say yes and or no if they can't hear it.
Oh, well. Yes, I have.
Okay, that's all we wanted to know. That's fine. All right, cool. Now
there you go.
Now,
here we go. Here's some more questions. Yes or no questions, guys.
Okay, yes or no. Just yes or no, because we don't get him in trouble.
Okay, has she blown you?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Have you blown her?
Have you blown her?
Sorta.
Sorta?
Sorta.
Okay.
Count to my
yes. I'll just say yes.
Okay.
Any butt stuff?
No.
Okay. Well, that's 16. That's not. That's 16.
He's 16, dude.
He has something to look forward to.
He's new to this, man. Come on.
Let's help him out.
Ooh, here we go. Ooh, I like this. More yes or no questions. Shit. Is she white?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
What does that matter, Dutch?
Yeah, I thought you don't see. I thought you don't see color. You fucking liar.
Racial family. I just need to know these things so I, you know,
yes.
can protect him from you racists.
But Devin is a new listener. He doesn't know that you have 20 siblings.
I know.
Devin, he has a lot of siblings.
He does. So okay, so that's good. Now, so you've been dating her for a year. You guys go to the same school?
Yeah, we do go to the same school actually.
Okay.
Okay. Did you wear a condom when you guys hooked up?
Yeah.
Yeah?
This guy, I like this kid. I like this kid.
All right. Winner. I like the way you're going.
Priority straight early.
No, it's true for real. He does. Because some people are not smart with that.
Like me. Yeah, I think it's a rookie move personally.
Yeah, Dutch. No, Dutch has.
You can't give me something I already have. Hey, whoa, what's up, everybody?
Dutch, yeah.
I can get Dutch something already has, a losing team.
Oh,
snap! Oh! What? What?
Well,
what?
Burning well. What? I'm on fire. I can't be put out.
Oh, god damn, bro. You all right?
You need some aloe? You
got the fuck out, man.
Wow. Man, I thought you said I was okay, Spider. Come on, Dutch. You gonna fucking walk in here? God, that was good. I like that. Fucking killed him.
Dutch, you're going to need some more protection if you're going to be backing. You
know, yeah, but the Eagles are not good.
They're not good, but I mean, we don't get raped repeatedly by the Broncos every year. So,
whoa, Dutch, hey, this is a new listener. Be nice.
But they do get raped by every single other team.
Oh! Didn't we beat you last year? Not this last year, but the year before.
Come
that,
on, Dutch.
Like,
hey,
25 points.
Dutch, be nice to the new listener. Don't be like that, bro.
Okay.
God.
He started it.
He has good facts.
He started it.
Come on, man. Back off.
He's like half your age. Be nice.
Yeah, come on, man. Be the bigger person, Dutch.
All right.
What else do you think about the Eagles, Devin?
What else I think about the Eagles?
Yeah.
They're pathetic.
I was thinking that. He said what I was thinking.
So was, true.
Is
so
your true. Stepfather from there? Like,
whoa,
why you hate them so
personal.
Much?
Just whoa, below the belt.
Wow. Wow.
You just don't you respect the game of football. You just don't like bad teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. Especially the Eagles.
Oh, snap. Getting crushed today, Dutch. You're trying to recover, buddy.
I know. I really am.
Chat room's all for Devin. Get him, Devin. Fuck him up.
I wasn't even looking.
Taking you down, man.
Oh, that vanilla ice is great.
He wasn't down when I kept losing the games.
Oh, what? Come on, Dutch. You're going to sit there and take it?
Okay. You know what?
What?
The Eagles are going to take it when they lose.
Oh, Dutch. Come on, buddy.
Okay. I have a yes or no question.
I'm going to do a bell every time he makes the same joke.
I have a yes or no question.
Yes.
Has your girlfriend pooped in front of you?
Oh, there you go. That means you're a real couple.
Yes, actually.
And then they eat the poo-poo.
Oh, she must be serious.
Holy shit. Oh, here we go.
That's
a
big step.
Are you in love with this girl?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, yeah. Good for you, buddy.
That's good.
A year? So it means that you guys started dating when you were 15. And I, okay. Yeah. Do you see yourself marrying this girl?
I do.
Ooh.
Oh, don't let her hear that without having a ring prepared.
Yeah. Hold on, wait. Have you already told her that you plan on marrying her?
No.
Okay.
No?
Okay. We'll have to keep that on the DL.
Yeah, you want to wait only because a couple things here. Remember, you're going to live for a while, buddy. Do you want to make sure that that's the only... How do I put this to... How do I say this to someone under 18? That's the only vagina that you're going to...
There's a lot of fish in the sea.
Yeah. There's a lot of fish vagina in the sea. And you want to make sure...
No. See, right.
Am I doing this right?
You said it right. Vagina fish. That's right.
There's so many vagina fish in the sea.
No, I think that you should just barrel into a relationship without thinking about
it. Okay.
And just get married right away, have a bunch of kids, get a mortgage, get a second mortgage.
Two mortgages?
Right, because obviously you're not going to afford the first one.
Fair enough.
And then what you want to do is start seeing somebody else on the side
who
you think probably should have been dating, but I still have this one over there.
Right.
And get that all accomplished before the age of 25.
You want to have a side piece.
Right.
Yeah.
And condoms are expensive. Cut those right out.
Just get rid of that.
It's just the most efficient way.
You know what's funny though?
Yes.
Do you know where the Eagles belong?
Well, where?
The trash.
Oh, the Eagles belong in the trash. He's right.
Me. I'm down for the count on that one.
Ooh,
did you not hear anything we just said? We're just waiting to fit your Eagles burn in there.
No, I was listening.
He was taking notes.
That's all bad ideas, like all of it.
And what if
it's
later on?
Not a bad idea, Sean.
What if later on?
It's a bad idea.
What if later on, Devin, when you get older, you realize the cocks are delicious, and then you're just going to be screwed?
Yeah, I know. Like Royce, he's married to the girl sitting next to him right now, Marie, and he's a complete and utter gay man.
And we just don't know what to do now.
Well, I know what to do. Suck a delicious penis.
I know what to do.
What's that?
I don't know.
Oh, see.
It's a hard question.
You know what, Devin?
Throwing another Eagles burn in right there.
Devin,
see, Radio 101.
That'd be the right place to fit that
the
in.
Eagles burn.
You know what?
Next year, the Eagles are going to burn.
Oh, snap.
Oh, that's the word.
Speaking of Eagles, you know what here, Devin? I'm going to put you under my wing. You're under my wing. I am going to be your mentor. I'm going to turn you into. Don't. We did this for Ricky. Remember, we did this for Ricky. He's a grown up now.
He's dead now.
We need a new.
Oh, shit. Forgot about Ricky.
We need a new. We need a new mentor. So Devin, I'm taking you under my wing, huh?
Mentee.
Didn't he do like too much?
I'm going to use.
Die.
You know how eagles fly in the sky.
Oh God. Oh, here we go. Here it comes.
So I'm going to be an Indian. I'm going to use my arrow and shoot down that eagle.
He's going the long way around. He went the long way around.
But he got us there. But he got us there, Sean. He went the long way.
He had to go around an extra couple turns for no reason.
He took the scenic view.
It was kind of like a winding right hook that came from 3 miles away, and you saw the whole thing, but you couldn't avoid it.
He took the scenic
route. That's how good it was.
But we got there.
And kapow!
The eagles suck. I know.
Yeah. Right. I picked that up. All right, Devin. Well, I'm going to help you out here now, buddy. When it comes to being charming and stuff, you have to have more than one joke. I mean, I hate the Eagles too, but we have to work on the comedy. We're going to work on your timing, okay? We're going to help you.
Royce is really wanting to mentor this
kid. I want to mentor him because I know what it's like to be this kid.
Oh, it started out as a bit, and now you're actually trying to help.
I want
to
help. I want to help Devin. I want Devin.
Well, he's better than you, Dutch, so.
See, there you go. He agrees with me.
Royce, I don't know. The girls that you dated when you were 16 were not winners.
I know that. That's why I want to help him.
Well, because they look like him.
No, they just, First off.
Am I wrong?
I have a lot of life knowledge that I could pass on. We're not going to have a kid,
You have an adequate supply.
God, that's what this is. Royce and Marie are never going to have kids, and this is where Royce wants. Oh, my God.
If I get a 16-year-old, I don't have to worry about any of that. So I just help him out from here. This will be easy.
You'd couple ruin years. His life.
That'd ruin his life. I'll make his life better in many ways.
I don't see how.
Devin, would you like to have Royce Lopez as your father figure?
He can adopt you. He can probably adopt you.
Yeah, he actually could.
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect. Devin there you is. Go. Okay, perfect. So we're going to do this.
We have a new adopted son on the show.
I'm going to come up with a life plan
for
him.
I'll get started on the paperwork.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There's paperwork involved?
There's paperwork. I'm going to come up with a life plan for him.
Oh, yeah, lots of it, but I'm actually quite meticulous.
Now, a couple things here. Devin, do you play any sports at school?
Basketball.
Oh, okay. This is good.
Oh, are you tall then?
How tall are you?
I'm 5'11". Dude, you
guys 5'11 to 16, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I was 6'4".
Then you don't count.
You're a fucking lurch monster. Like, that's not even
all
close.
All right, that's fair. That's fair.
Don't listen to him. He's 6'7". You're doing just fine, Devin.
My brother's taller than you.
Huh?
Good for your brother.
My brother's taller than him.
You have a brother that's taller than our friend Sean over here at 6'7"?
Who's screaming over there? Who's screaming in the background?
That feels my awful. Sister.
Oh, okay.
I mean, is there another room in the house, or are you just really comfortable
where
you are?
Could you just punch her one good time in the throat?
Hey, shut your face!
All right, that works.
Effective.
Oh, no, it didn't work. Didn't work.
I like the cut of this kid's jib.
Yeah, he's pretty good. All right, Devin, buddy.
All right, we're gonna go.
We have to move on. We're going to let you go. But next time, go to morelikeradio.com live, listen to the show, and then call in so you know what we're talking about. But we there like you that go. You're here, Devin. We do. All right, buddy?
All right, cool.
All right, man. See you later.
All right.
All right. Later.
All right, buddy.
I like this kid.
I like his gumption.
I really do. I believe he's going to go places.
God, Devin this kid's jib.
I do. He has good jib.
I love that phrase.
He has an amazing jib, guys.
What's a
jib? I don't
jib?
Know what that means, but everybody's heard it before.
All right, we have to move on here real quick to this story because this one made me laugh.
Old people.
This is
is it a joke?
No, it's a surreal story.
Is it an Eagles joke?
It's no.
Is it gay porn?
No,
it might be gay porn.
All right. This
I hate news stories that are actually gay porn.
Joni Pepperoni investigation bust woman man in alleged murder for hire plot.
Say that one more time.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Get the
really
punctuation.
I hate it when news stories turn out to be gay porn. Like you click on a news story.
Not you. Then, we got that part. We're talking about Royce.
No, and then it's gay porn. And then you got to watch it because it's there.
I'm kind of curious. Where
now
what
I'm
Sean's
hooked on
saying.
To Sean's
I'm kind of hooked on what Sean's
Go ahead, Sean.
Why do you, you can just leave it at any time. You don't have to keep watching it.
No, if I click on the link and I'm like, okay, now I'm going to watch the news for the next 30 minutes. And then it's like a 45 minute thing of some dudes blowing each other and getting plowed in the butt. Am I supposed to turn it off?
Probably, yeah.
Well, I mean,
you don't have to.
You could. I mean, but if you're committed, If you already committed your time to I'm watching news.
I mean, I dedicated that 30 minutes to watch TV.
He's right.
Well, I thought it was going to be in the news. It just happened to be gay porn.
You got
to
keep
disguised as the news.
Well,
it's
you
not
don't,
like roulette where you land on red, you have to stick with it. Like,
well,
I don't know. I have commitment issues.
If if he clicked on it thinking it was the news and it started as gay porn, he doesn't know if it's going to end up as news.
Right, because it's the guy who's sitting there at the news desk, and he's got the papers in front of him, and then like another dude comes up from underneath the thing and sits next to him, and he's like wiping his mouth off, and I was like, this isn't the news, is it? Well, give it a few
might
more
as well
minutes,
finish it.
And it was actually gay porn.
Honestly, I can understand. I understand how sometimes you would confuse the two. They're getting quite similar.
This is why I don't answer the door when people knock on it, because it could be a milkman. Then I have to fuck that milkman.
You don't have to fuck a milkman. This is why we can't have milkmen anymore, because people keep fucking them.
The guy came up to the door the other day. I looked at him through the door, and I ran into the back of the house, locked myself in my room.
Because you'll fuck him.
Well, I mean, first of all, he was kind of hot, but I wasn't in the mood. It wasn't me.
Oh, my God. That's fair. I understand it. That's a tough one.
These are real life problems.
I would like to.
Then I have to fuck that.
A lot of Sean's life.
He's going to make me laugh all week.
A lot of Sean's life hacks include fucking guys.
And then,
or not.
The night, here comes a curveball. 6 weeks ago, I pre-ordered Girl Scout cookies because God, that scared the hell out of me that night. And then I come outside and then they are standing there again. And I'm like, I owe you money.
Did you run away? Okay.
I gave him $8 and I got my Thin Mints, so everything's fine now. But other than that, I don't answer the time the door, other than like this time of year.
The Girl Scout cookies are back on sale. I saw them the other day and I didn't have cash on me, and I got mad at myself.
You have to fucking walk out of the grocery store and they're standing there screaming at you.
Oh my God,
Dutch! It's the new millennium. Fucking like if you don't have cash, they have the cube, so they can swipe on their card on their phones now.
I did not know that. I didn't even think to go over the table because I knew I didn't have cash on me.
I actually had a savior. I was the last time I was going to Publix. I was walking in with my friend Joyce, who happens to have allergies to half the things in the world, and so
except for Girl Scout cookies.
No,
it's a little bit more than
that. Including that. And so I used her as a shield from the Girl Scouts. I'm like, no, I don't want your cookie. She's allergic.
Why wouldn't you just lie and say I'm allergic?
Marie's very honest.
I can't tell a lie. It just shows right on my face.
That's like when the blood bank comes up to me, like the raid bus comes up to me and asks me if I can donate blood. Do you want to donate blood? No, I have AIDS.
Yep.
And they get really, really concerned. It's very scary.
And you know what you do to make them really concerned? So I have AIDS, so yes.
I don't even know
do you have a lot of gloves?
I went into Walmart yesterday. I don't even know what the cause was, but it was like
AIDS. That's
And they like tried to start talking to me or whatever. And I literally did the hand wave. I waved at them and just kept walking.
Oh, good.
Well, the thing with the Bloodmobiles down here, like the incentive is you get free movie tickets.
Yeah, but
at least you get something out of it.
I'm not doing that. It'd take me 3 hours to fill up that bag. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Florida woman.
If you give blood, you're so fucking tired afterwards.
Yeah, and I smoke a lot of pot, so I'll like fall over or something, right?
I still can't believe they still feel compelled to set up shop in front of my gym. I'm like, I'm going to go work out.
That's the worst.
We'll get you to come out. Like, no.
Yeah, that's how you lose the most weight.
I can't give you blood before I run or after.
Yes, you can. Water weight, bro. It gets rid of excess water weight. It helps you look slim.
And then you die.
So how much water is in my platelets?
A lot.
Florida woman took selfie during sex with dog inside grandma's house.
Everyone from
Florida. Oh my God.
Stop!
This is like the.
Stop!
Come!
I can't believe it took until the last 10 minutes to get to a Florida story.
Diplomatic community.
It's extended quite a bit.
Florida woman.
I'm glad it's still here.
Florida woman took selfies during sex with dog inside grandma's house.
What?
Wait.
Florida woman took selfies during sex with dog inside her grandma's house. A Florida woman admitted to taking selfies as she had sex with her pit bull inside her grandmother's
house.
Okay,
that was what I was afraid of. I was hoping...
No, a pit bull.
I was hoping that she was just having sex and then paused and then took a selfie with her dog. No, she was actually having sex with the dog. Oh, God damn it.
Ashley Miller, 18.
God damn it.
Ashley Miller?
Why does that name sound familiar?
You probably don't know.
Because you have an Ashley Madison account.
Oh, that's right. Damn it.
There's her picture.
Oh, well, that looks like if you had to, like, you know, have like a yearbook photo, like most likely to fuck a pit bull.
Nailed it. She nailed it.
Yeah.
Ashley Miller, 18, was
pit
charged.
Bull fucker.
How can she even find her vagina?
With lots and lots of peanut butter.
There's so many consonants in that word. Pitbull fucker.
What do you want, pitbull fucker?
That is a great insult, and I want to use that.
You should totally use it.
Get the fuck out of here, pitbull fucker.
She looks like Fat Hammy with a wig. Old, not current Hammy, fatter Hammy.
And she looks just as sad as old Hammy.
And fucks as many dogs. Yep. Ashley Miller, pitbull fucker, 18, was charged.
Hammy, you fuck dogs.
I get it.
Maul even said it. Is that Hammy in a wig? Everyone's saying it.
Hammy is just blessed with silky smooth skin and blonde flowing hair. It's not his fault that he matches a lot of other people.
Let me assume
that he fucks dogs.
Hammy's reply is going to be, God damn it. Ashley Miller, 18, pitbull fucker.
Maul says a dog diddler.
Ashley Miller, 18, dog diddler, was charged with 2 counts of sexual activity.
And doggy diddling.
Ashley Miller, pitbull fucker. Ashley Miller, pitbull fucker, and dog diddler, 18, was charged with 2 counts of sexual activities involving animals. Bradenton investigators found the graphic photos stashed on her cell phone, which was a Motorola Razr. No, the 18-year-old coaxed her dog to face into licking her vagina between 30 and 40 times over the past 5 years, she told police, according to documents.
So, wait, 30 to 40 instances? Or just individual licks?
No, instances, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Go on.
And then they're going to charge her for each time
new name.
She admitted
She's also known as a Scooby Sucker.
A Scooby Sucker, okay.
Oh. Ro-ro.
Ashley Miller, pitbull fucker, dog diddler, and Scooby Sucker was charged with 2 counts. 18 was charged with 2 counts.
Rover here. Florida.
She also admitted to making her previous dog a pitbull Rottweiler mix named Scarface perform oral sex on her too.
Shaggy.
Ruh-roh. Miller.
Scooby-Doo, where are... Oh, my God. What are you doing to my dog?
Maul says homeward bound and gagged.
Okay, Scoob. I think you've had enough.
Well, I'll tell you what I've had enough.
Apparently, she was Old Yeller.
Okay.
Wow. So they shot her in the back of the barn?
Miller told cops that Two-Face...
Wait, what was her name?
Ashley Miller.
Dog Diddler.
Oh. You have to give her full title.
Miller, pitbull fucker, dog diddler, and Scooby Sucker told cops that
18
told cops
Bradenton, Florida.
From Bradenton, goddamn.
From Bradenton, Florida.
Fine. Miller, pitbull fucker, dog diddler, Scooby Sucker, 18 from Bradenton, Florida told cops that the dog lives at her grandmother's house.
He's snorting. Kelsey's laughing at him because he's snorting.
God damn it.
We lost him.
I'm just trying to read.
Okay. What was her name again?
Fine. Miller.
Yeah.
Pitbull fucker.
Yeah.
Dog diddler. Scooby sucker. 18 from Bradenton, Florida.
Maul also says the box and the hound.
The box. The box and the hound. The box and the hound.
Yes. That
copyright. Hashtag copyright, Royce. We gotta copyright that kind of stuff.
Is that a porn?
It should
Please
be.
Tell me it's a
if
porn.
It is, if it isn't, it should be.
It has to be a porn right now.
Hammy, Marley, and my cunt. The 18-year-old coaxed her. Oh, I already read that. She also admitted to making her
Turner and Cooch.
Milo and my cuntalingus.
Turner and Cooch.
Turner and Cooch is pretty good.
Oh, fuck.
This is awful.
Oh.
As I expect. Okay.
The pup would put his snout into her vagina on her own without Miller forcing her into the act, the teen claimed. Miller said that that's where the sex ended. She never touched the dog sexually, she said. One of her family members was always inside the house, Miller said, but they were unaware of what was happening in the bedroom. During at least two...
That's Alan's dog!
Oh, that's awful.
Somebody not talk Alan's to Alan dog.
Dog's etiquette.
During at least two of the oral sex sessions...
At least?
During
it's a session now?
Sessions, yes. During at least two of the oral sex sessions, Miller... Pitbull fucker, dog diddler, Scooby sucker, 18, from Bradenton, Florida.
There it is.
Snap photos of the pup licking her vagina.
So stupid. Oh, God.
Wait, she snapped photos of it?
Oh,
you should also add amateur photographer to her title.
Amateur photographer.
Because that's going to really humanize her.
God damn it.
Miller. Well,
I mean, okay.
Isn't she just a porn star now? I mean,
Miller.
During
star.
At least.
Miller.
Okay.
Pitbull fucker, doggy diddler, Scooby snucker, and amateur photographer.
And amateur photographer. Age 18.
From Bradenton, Florida.
There we go.
Okay. God, it's a lot to remember.
Amateur photographer.
Let me finish this. We're almost
what is
done.
She, WWE champion?
During at least.
Oh, and two-time ever. SmackDown champion. Oh, okay.
During at least two of the oral sex sessions, Miller, pitbull fucker,
no, we don't
dog diddler, Scooby sucker, amateur photographer, amateur photographer, and WWE three-time champ.
This is like a Simon game.
18.
Boop, 18. Boop, boop.
From Bradenton, Florida.
Damn it, I forgot them all.
Snap photos of the pup licking her vagina. Cops discovered the puppy porn in... Puppy porn? Cops discovered the puppy porn in two hidden folders on Miller's phone. Hold on, guys. Pay attention, this gets better.
So stupid.
Cops discovered the puppy porn in two hidden folders on her phone. One titled Two-Face Fun and the other titled Me.
I apologize. Fun. Now, did they say that she posted this on like a social media site at one point?
Apparently.
Or was it Snapchat or something?
I don't know. Two-Face showed no signs of injury when a vet checked her out. Miller is scheduled.
A vet checked out the girl?
No. Two-Face.
Two-Face the dog.
Two-Face.
Oh. Yeah. Can we trust him?
But what about the picture of that cow you guys posted in the internet?
I got that, Murray. That was funny.
Thank you, John.
Right. That one sailed right over my head.
Two-Face, can we trust Dent. Him?
Can we trust him?
Oh. Miller is Miller, pitbull fucker, dog diddler, Scooby sucker,
so
amateur photographer, three-time WWE champion, 18, from Bradenton, Florida, is scheduled for an arraignment next month. End of story.
And just about time because it's 9 o'clock.
End of story.
It took a long time to get through that article.
I have no idea why I like obnoxious shit like that so much.
It's pretty bad.
Well,
why is everybody so up in arms about this chick fucking pitbull? Like, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing though. Like, she didn't ever actually get penetrated by the dog. She just had him eat her box, right?
Domino says puppy porn is like the darkest thing the FBI can arrest you for, I think.
I think so, well, yeah.
The way that's she put bad. It sounded like the dog kind of was like
asking for it
with her.
Was asking for it.
What was the dog wearing?
Yeah, what was the dog wearing though? For real?
Let's be honest. There's two sides to every story. Yeah,
we know.
Oh, the dog was naked. Oh.
And here's the worst part.
Again.
Here's the worst part. The dog will not let her out of her 4-year contract. It's crazy.
It is.
It's really that's nuts.
Fucked up. Oh, it's fucked up.
Oh. Allegedly.
Allegedly. You're right, guys. Allegedly.
Shall we wrap up?
Well, if you would have thought out of the two...
I always try to wrap it up.
Thank you, Sean. That's very responsible of you.
Who wants one of these running around? No thanks. Not me.
No one?
You're not wearing protection with D.
You're right. Blow up a spot, why don't you?
You're right.
All right, guys.
Oh, thanks for that. My side hurts.
All right. Well,
that's probably cancer.
Make sure to stay tuned tomorrow for the Cousin Joe Show. The Loose News podcast is on Mondays. I'm all confused, guys.
I'm Wait, still there thinking, are other shows on this network?
I'm still thinking about Miller. No, I'm not going to do it again.
Don't do it, please.
Just listen to all the shows on More Like Radio. Why don't you do that?
I would like to just share, Hammy pointed out that it was ironic. The story started with a song from Pitbull and ended with a fucking with a Pitbull.
You're right.
That's just called bringing around full circle.
MoreLikeRadio.com.
Fifth circle. Bring it around fifth circle. Oh, wait.
You're right. You're right. We should end the song. We should end the song with Pitbull, the show with Pitbull. Right.
Oh, yeah. There you go. You know the roof on fire. We go boogie, oh God! Boogie, jiggle, the worst one.
This is the best one.
This is the best one.
He's a.
Oh, is this an edited like version?
Better word than douche.
Doge.
Do not besmirch the name Doge.
I'm a fireball.
All right, guys, we're out of here. Remember, I threw a Ninja Turtle at this guy's head. All right.
Plug upcoming shows.
Plug whatever you want.
Me.
Yeah. Plug.
Cousin Joe.
/shows. Go to there if you want to see all the shows and the lineups and what we play.
All right, guys. We're out of here. He's running a game. Now, Big Bang Boogie, get that kitty little noogie in a nice, nice little shave. I gave Susie a little pat up on the booty and she turned around and said, walk this way. I was born in a plane. Mama said that everyone.